He said, it says what?
Oh, God.
You get it?
Yes.
Actually, I lied. I don't get it.
Jeans. It's a common name for Haitians. Okay. Damn, nigga. John got it off the bat.
Yeah, he's like a Haitian as hell, bro. This nigga got cocoa beans in his fridge, bro.
Walter's mad because he comes from nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Walter has no culture, no background.
I come from Africa, bro. I had the same discussion yesterday. There's like a millennial term for black people who are not of like West Indian descent.
What we call y'all?
I can't remember it, but I'm African-American.
Oh, and then it says the stock market when it saw who's making money off them today.
Niggers. No, that's mad funny. Yeah, mad niggas make money today, bro. Mad niggas make money today.
Yeah, I know. They've been scamming us. Like, I know.
Oh, God, yeah, niggas. Oh.
Shout out to all the niggas who made money in fucking AMC and GameStop today. I feel like only niggas make money.
All you niggas, I don't give a fuck about y'all. So I'm going to make that clear. I don't give a fuck about none
of
you niggas.
That's mad funny.
At all. I couldn't give a...
niggas?
I couldn't give a rat test.
Niggas? Nah,
definitely.
We're recording all this.
Oh, are we?
That's what it looks like on Walter's screen.
Don't
look at my screen. Don't invade my privacy.
It's my computer.
John, you're like the Google. Them jeans.
Nah, that's mad funny.
Someone sent me a playlist the other day.
How was it?
It was really good.
What's your favorite song on the playlist?
It's too early to get into this. I don't want to hear about your playlist from...
What's your favorite song on the playlist?
What's that Aaron Ray song that everybody liked? Well, whatever it was. I was very impressed.
Okay. Who sent it to you? Thursday?
That's a day of the week. I don't know what that... I don't know.
Tuesday?
That's another day of the week.
It's
I don't.
Not the day of the week.
What was the name of the playlist? I think that's very important.
That's very important, too.
Can't say that.
No,
okay.
Okay.
You know what? He can't, because we can always search it up and see who did the playlist. Not pick me's.
Okay. I respect your privacy.
No, you don't. You don't respect my privacy at all. Walter's going to be my business.
We're on the podcast. It's for content.
Yeah, this nigga's always in my business. Nigga,
okay,
fuck Walt.
Who's the girl's name? What's the girl's name?
What? Play the intro.
What's her name?
Play the intro.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, welcome to episode 90 of the Imaginary Players Podcast. Me, the one, Mr. Full Disclosure, a.k.a. Big John from the East Side Boys, a.k.a. Dougie. Man, welcome to the greatest show on earth. How's everybody doing today?
I am doing very well.
Okay. And to my right is the Mistress of Mayhem. Raylan is here with us again this week. Raylan, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I am...
Can you give us more of a hello, boys? Because that's what the people love that.
Really? Do they really?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Yes. No, they're into that. I don't
okay.
To be honest, secretly, I was hoping that you said it again. Dude.
Yo, you got to stop. That's your last time.
Okay, ready? Hello, boys.
Oh, that's it.
Raylan's here. Raylan's here. You're doing well. Raylan, you're a little tired.
I am tired. I've been working a lot.
When did you join the department?
What department?
Corrections.
Oh, my goodness. Walter.
What the hell?
You know what? This man thinks that I work for the feds because I have to wake up really early in the mornings. But I don't work for the feds.
Okay.
And
because then we all going down.
I know. It's including me.
Who's we? I'm good. I'm good. I'm straight. Okay. Yo, to my left, King Afonto, Walter, Joel, Olstein, Ablo, West, Kardashian, Star.
Stop, don't get in there, bro.
Wait, what is it?
You keep calling me Jeffree Star.
No,
this
calling
is not Patrick Star.
Ray.
We're not 12.
This is week four now. No excuse.
You know what? Okay, sorry. Okay,
week four straight.
Sorry.
NMG. Yeah.
Damn them jeans.
No, y'all done.
Nah, that's mad funny.
Oh my God. Walter.
That's actually funny.
Deadass, your name is not John anymore. It's Gene.
Listen, whatever the ladies like, it's I don't fitting. Care. You got friends that like the name G?
Yeah, they love Haitians.
Hey now.
You can't see John right now, but he has one of those drug dealer beanies on where the top's flipped up. If I went into a party and I needed drugs, I would immediately gravitate towards
immediately.
You, bro.
And I would completely think that you are an undercover cop. I would definitely say, oh, look at somebody's CI. They flipped him. Oh, no. Confidential informant. They got this nigga early.
That was a you seen that Drewski skit with the fucking informant wire? Yeah. That shit was bad.
That's what. Hey man, you got no, crack. Excuse funny. Me. Whoa.
Excuse me.
I would never ask for whatever. Okay.
Whoa, you sell drugs? Kidding, guys. No, joking.
We
joking.
Yeah. None of us. We are all legal. We do not do any of that.
Facts.
Not of this.
Never did. Never will. No.
How am I doing today?
Well, okay, you know, let's not. I'm not gonna waste everybody's time. Whilst I'm sad again for the week eight. Oh my god, the world sucks. Oh, yes, no, Walt.
We cannot do this as a friend, though.
Yes, because you're not.
Yes, the fuck I can't. I'm the one that's depressed.
You are not giving me a safe space to express how I feel.
Fam, check this out.
No, you are not.
Okay, Walter, this is your safe space.
Thank you.
And we are here to listen.
Thank you. That's all I fucking want.
you got it.
And I'm cool. I was feeling the shutdown today. But I'm on my second and a half cup of sangria. I'm activated. I'm alive. You feel me? Appreciate life. Appreciate everybody in it. I'm good.
Can we dissect, though, a little bit with why? Do you overconsume yourself with reading a lot and taking a lot of the news in with COVID? Is that a part of the issue? Or you just wake up one day and it's just like, damn.
No. For me, it's... The lack of, I have a corporate job, you feel me, mm-hmm. corporate enough, and I spend from 9:45 in my first meeting on Tuesdays and whatever, 3 days a week, from 9:45 to about 5, mm-hmm. I probably have about at least 3 hour Zoom calls each day, minimum, you feel me? So like, the lack of human communication gets to
me. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But I'm all right, I'm back around people I love who love me, allegedly, so we good. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So everybody's all right. So let's get on with the you guys listened to this on Friday morning, so
I did. What'd I do?
This is out Friday 9 a.m. right?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay. So you guys listen to this right now, Friday morning. So 3 days ago was the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's death. Mm-hmm. There's no way we would do an episode without at least taking just a few minutes to reflect. For me, it still feels really unreal every time I think about it. That's one of those things that you kind of blocked off in my head that it happened, because that day I couldn't even, I was inconsolable.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spend too much time being, you know, sad about it, but you know, Kobe, Gianna, everybody else that was lost in that tragic accident, we love you. We miss you. Prayers to the families that are still dealing with the tragedy. Kobe Bryant was a hero. He was my favorite player. He was my hero. Anybody that knows me in any type of way or form knows I was a fanatic. Still am a fanatic because he's still here with us somewhere. So, yeah, always rest easy, Kobe. You're still here with us. And we're all your, you know, remnants of you in terms of, you know, your hard work, the example that you set on this earth.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know you're resting easy. And that's as far as I want to stay on this, because, hey, I'm not trying to be sad today, because, yeah, we've had enough sad episodes for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is what I have to say about Kobe. Do you guys have anything you guys want to say?
I'm not going to really speak on... Well, we miss him like drastically, dramatically. Like, we really miss him, and that was very traumatizing. But I will say that. Okay, what I really want to say, this is not even about him or his family or the ones that passed. This is really about the fans, because I've seen a lot of sick fucks that wanted to go on social media and be upset because his family did not want any tributes. I'm speaking to the fans. Listen up here, okay? You crazy fanatic fans that did not make it past high school. You just you barely varsity, okay? I am speaking to y'all. Fuck off. Mind your business. Find something to do. You are too obsessed. And just find something to do. Find yourself. Okay, mind your business. If the family did not want a tribute, they don't want a damn tribute. Get over it. Period. Okay, that's all I have to say.
I feel you.
Yeah, respect the wishes and the privacies of the family.
Right. He had to say it the right way. Sorry. Nah, but it's still fuck you.
Nah, yeah. Listen, respect, you know, yeah. Vanessa made that clear. She doesn't want to relive that day. And that's completely okay. And I think I can say that every media outlet that I noticed that handled it very well.
Yeah.
You know, all media outlets that I saw cover that day, it was handled extremely well. I didn't see anything handled in poor taste. You know, there's still media pundits crying at the fact that they have to speak about this a year later. So, that's something we want to touch on first and foremost. Like I said, I don't want to stay on it because I'm going to get too sad and I'm not going to be able to podcast. So, rest easy, Kobe. You know, thank you. We love you. Yes. And the family. Yes. I mean, you guys are the ones suffering the most. So prayers to Vanessa and the kids.
Yes.
And anybody that was super close to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and just to kind of give my two cents on, I guess on the flip side of it, where it is very sad, but it just a testament to how many people he impacted and he influenced. There has been 400 plus Kobe Bryant and Gigi murals in over 30 countries.
Wow,
that is impactful.
That's amazing.
If you go to the Hoop Central's. And they're not paying us, but if you go to the Hoop Central's Twitter page, it's a video and it goes through, I think, almost all of the tributes and the many different facets that you can see how he impacted, how he inspired. I think something that stuck with me from listening to the interviews and to watching the games is like to be fearless. Like the it could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be self-doubt, it could be lack of confidence, but like whatever you do, step into that saying like I'm going to give this my all and I'm not afraid to fail. Like that's something that's stuck out with me. So rest in peace, bro. You are missed. Your impact is still here. And just to kind of wrap up sad news, I just want to there was a SoundCloud, I don't want to call him a SoundCloud rapper, that takes away from his impact, but there was a artist, Six Dogs, he was 21 years old, and he reportedly passed away from suicide yesterday, so
wow.
Rest in peace, Six Dogs. he was like a white dude, but he made it was like different, like he was okay being different, and he kind of dove into different and that's what makes music so special. So rest in peace, bro. You will be missed. The music will live on, and I think that may be the end of sad news.
Okay.
Yeah. Once again, like I said, rest in peace. So what's his name again? I'm sorry?
Six Dog.
Six Dog. Rest in peace to Six Dog. Also rest in peace to Sekou Smith. Tenured, I think over 20 years, ESPN writer. I think he passed from COVID. At the age of 50, it's unfortunate. This disease is taking people we love, and it doesn't.
This is crazy.
Sorry. Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't look like the forecast is getting better. But as young people in this space, we have to number one use our voices to try to just spread awareness, and also know that life is very short, and that you know.
Right.
Something like this can happen all the time. So just my overall point is let's not overly sweat the small stuff, but put value on the things that matter to you. Don't let anybody disrupt your peace, but at the same time, use the little things in your life to create peace. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I've been taking from the death that I feel like I've been surrounded by in the last, we've been in quarantine for 10, 11 months. I feel like I've just been sitting in death. Yeah. Consistently.
It's been kind of
I've attended the most funerals this year that I've ever attended in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's going on two hands now, you know. So but you find ways to find a light in it and get on the other side of it. So, yeah. Rest in peace to Sekou Smith. Rest in peace to Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace to Six Dog. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Anything else? Wow, that is it is dreary and dark in here.
Yeah. Right, last thing, and then I think we can switch gears a little bit. The Economist released a report yesterday.
It's Economics? Economist? Economist? No, I don't know. What is it?
We're going to let it pass.
Let it pass.
I'm just asking. I'm dead just asking. Okay.
But we also...
I'm not a linguist. the world... Don't tell me
like that. That's the last time.
They said that this week, the world reached 100 million recorded cases of COVID-19. On this current trend, cases will double again in the next 105 days. So, vaccines still have a long way to go. And just to wrap up this sad segment, this shit is still here. This shit is still taking niggas' lives. Please, please don't think this shit is sweet, bro. This shit is a serious ass shit. Please continue to wash your hands. Please continue to wear your mask.
Oh, and just to say about the whole mask thing, because a lot of people are not really taking it seriously. So, which something I've been very confused about. My previous job, I worked at a nursing home. So, okay. to be safe, we had to wear two masks. We had to wear the blue mask, and then we had to wear N95.
Really?
I do not know why.
Yeah.
The media and why even CDC would tell would not tell everyone outside of like hospitals and like it's just like why are you not telling everyone to wear two masks? So my thing is this,
because they'd have to find a way to provide more, and they're not going to,
which is crazy. So I'm here to tell you guys, like the cloth mask, that's not working. It's not going to work for you. It's just you're just covering your face for nothing. It's not going to work. If you can find at least the blue mask, that can work. That can pass. Try to wear N95 masks. If you can wear both, that would be great.
Okay.
Protect yourselves. If you can tell your parents, your grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, whoever it is, they can double up on the mask, because them cloth masks, people be wearing it thinking they safe.
Yeah.
And you know them white folks. I'm not going to get on them, but they be trying to wear like their scarves and stuff over their head to, because they don't even want to wear masks at all. So just protect yourself, keep yourself safe. And if you can double up on the mask, that'll be great. N95 and then the blue mask.
Copy. And I got blue mask. If niggas need it, I got you. Hit me.
What you gonna do? So no, with some fine self, but we don't do that.
You know I got the fine toe in the mask. Oh my God.
Two for one.
I dead ass have like 500 masks. Both. It's okay. I'm not gonna entertain this stupidity.
Oh shit. All right. Also, I do wanna say, so Biden, we're gonna get Ray, please.
Where my stimulus? Oh, can't find it? Biden.
Ray. Ray, please. Ray, I'm back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And that's mad worrisome if you haven't got your stimulus yet. Some nigga scammed you, bro.
I know.
Like, I ain't got the first.
Wait.
Damn, really?
You didn't get the Donald Trump stimulus?
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get the $1,400. I didn't get the remainder.
Oh,
I ain't get nothing. I ain't gotten shit from the government.
You don't pay taxes on the. Never mind.
Hello. Damn them jeans.
Yo.
Yo, that's the name of the podcast.
Ray, look at your friends. This one's trying to put me in jail, and my name is John.
Okay, stop saying.
Ray.
How is it racist? Okay, I'm not gonna be like Danny Lee. Oh,
wow.
Okay,
you wrote the song. Wow. Well, we'll get there. We're not there yet. Anyway, before we get there, all right. Where was? Oh yeah. So Joe Biden is proposing that you now need a negative coronavirus test to get on an airplane.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Right, no, really.
No, but I'm. But we hating though. We can't say that. We hating because we haven't traveled. No, you've traveled. I haven't traveled.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten on an airplane. I'm hating now. That means I'm hating. I'm hating. I've been on all you niggas that's traveling. I'm like, I'm scared of COVID because I think the airports is the nastiest place in the world. So I'm like, I'm not traveling.
Same.
But all you niggas that travel, I'm hating on you niggas now. So I gotta stop. Let me stop.
That shit was hella empty when I went.
So wait, I thought it was like that the whole time though.
No.
So you could be positive and go on the plane?
You could be positive and go anywhere.
You're lying.
You're lying.
Yes, niggas have been traveling positive all day.
I mean, just some people don't get tested, so they just don't. I don't think if someone tested positive, unless they're a sick fuck, they would get on the plane. But people just, you have COVID, you don't have symptoms, and you just go travel without checking.
Yeah, and I know a homegirl that she felt the symptoms right before she left, but she thought it was nothing. She got to the hotel, and it got bad. And she was like, oh, shit. So her nigga was just in the hotel room, big COVID.
The reason why I thought that...
Gave mad niggas COVID.
That's crazy. The reason why I thought that it was not allowed was because I seen a video of a flight. As soon they didn't tell, or allegedly they didn't tell them when they were getting on the plane, but when they landed, they told them that all of you guys have to quarantine now in that country for 14 days.
Oh yeah, they've been telling people that. Yeah.
So
nobody.
This is confusing. Okay. Well, and but also though the negative test thing is not working for me either because the whole the what is it the test that you can get in a matter of minutes. That is flu-gazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flu-gazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop thinking that you can get a test in a matter of minutes to let you know if you have COVID or not. It's flu-gazy. So please. It's
flu-gazy.
It's flu-gazy.
Okay. I'm not the...
I mean, it's not even a word, but so. Like, black folks call it flu-gazy.
I'm not going to front. I've been living off them rapid tests.
See, come
on. I'm rapid test poppy. I'm being honest.
It takes 72 hours.
Oh, I thought, listen, if I go to the spot, the urgent care, they say, hey, pay extra for the rapid test, and I pay extra for the rapid test, I'm assuming it's right.
See, that's so stupid.
That's your first mistake.
That's crazy.
You can't trust the white man America.
And plus, it takes 72 hours for it to enter your system. So you go and get tested. You come back from wherever you
go. I don't be going nowhere.
You get tested, and they be like, oh, yeah, shit, I ain't got no COVID. And then 72 hours later, you end up having COVID.
Well, if I had it by now, I didn't felt a goddamn
okay, thing. You know what?
Yeah, and I don't go nowhere. So
yeah, you're right.
I don't go anywhere. I'm here.
Right. But for the people that do travel,
I'm hating.
Stop doing them rapid tests.
No, stay your ass home. That's it. Yeah, it's over now. Stay your ass home. Bring that negative test and stay your ass home. How about that? That's what Biden said. Stay your ass in the fucking house.
Or Biden.
Ray.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. No, you're a hater. Well, you're dead ass a hater off my jokes. First, I didn't even say ketchup mustard, and now it's the Biden. You're mad.
I didn't even say anything. I'm thinking about Biden trying to get Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill.
Why do we care? Honestly, I dead ass don't give a fuck. There's a lot more shit I give a fuck about. I don't care if Harriet Tubman's on a $20 bill. I'm going to spend it anyway. I don't care. I'm going to swipe my debit card because they encourage you not to use cash now because of the pandemic. I don't give a fuck that Harriet Tubman's on the $20
bill. Okay. Like, there's other things we need to tackle on. Like, okay, that's wonderful that Harriet Tubman would be on the $20
bill. I know Kamala's telling him appeal to the blacks, but fam, we don't care. God.
Right, yeah.
We don't care. We don't give a fuck. We don't. I know I don't.
Like, putting KKK, like, on their own crosses and burning them alive.
Wait.
I'm kidding. Kidding, y'all.
Okay, that's murder.
In the first degree.
Okay, now the shift has shifted from John to Ray. He is officially the dangerous one on the podcast. Okay.
No, but there's other things we could tackle.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't need to have her on the bill.
I mean, it appears.
It's nice.
Yes. But it's.
Like, here we are, black folks.
It appears that he is trying to rewrite some of the wrongs that Donald Trump did make.
Not even just Donald Trump, but the presidents prior.
Facts. There was
excluding
one.
Excluding
Obama.
And Clinton, maybe, on a good day.
Okay. I mean, he gets a black pass, so yeah.
Not really, because of what him and his wife did to the jeans in Haiti.
Yes.
That was our fault, too. We was greedy.
Oh, we're not going to do that now.
I tell my parents all the time. I said, bro, it takes two to tango when it comes to when it comes to dirty business, and you both agree on dirty business, but you get fucked over in the dirty business, I'm not going to be mad. Like, if I'm selling dope, allegedly, not John, but I'm saying if I'm selling dope and somebody robs me for the dope, I'm going to be mad. No, nigga, it's part of the fucking game. Sorry, okay. Nigga. Yes, I just have to retaliate. Oh, God. That's how this should go, man.
Well, you sound like a Haitian Republican.
Oh, my God. So he's Wyclef.
Fuck Wyclef.
This nigga's Wyclef.
No, fuck Wyclef. Bitch ass Wyclef. Him and Akon's bitch ass.
Not the Fuji.
Fuck both of them niggas.
Not Akon. He's trying to build his own
don't start.
City.
Yes. I'll turn this podcast off.
Well, don't fuck up, dog.
I'm out of here. No, turn this shit off. I'm going home. Oh, it's my house.
Oh, my gosh. Give him some props.
Have you seen even a fucking building?
No,
a landfill?
I'm not
doing this again.
Okay,
he's been building this city for 15 years.
I'm not doing it again.
I have not. It takes a lot to build a city.
I have not even seen a fucking Walmart.
Wow. Okay. Not Walmart.
This nigga Googling the progress. And look, it's a bunch of stock pictures. Watch. It's a bunch of stupid ass stock pictures. Now he's fooling you niggas.
No, what I'm doing is
fuck Wyclef too. Let's make that clear.
I don't want to talk about this again, John, because John is a big Akon hater.
Yeah, fuck Akon. Akon. Fuck Locked Up and Smack That all on the floor. Fuck him.
Not Smack That. You don't like Bartender?
Fuck him.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to just shift. I like Bartender. Back from John's hate to the things that Biden is trying to do right now.
I got one too. Yeah. Fuck
you
Akon.
You gotta wave when you say it. Biden.
Okay.
Walter, please. Let's give a list of what Biden's doing, but we're not politicians or political. So if we're wrong or anything, please, okay. We don't care. Yes. Enough. Yeah, we don't care.
Didn't he make it illegal, and please pick this up and clean it up, with transgenders in the army, correct?
So Trump had something proposed that restricted transgender entry into the army. I don't want to say deny because I don't know it. Yeah. Verbatim. But whatever Trump did do, Joe Biden reversed that to allow everyone to enter the military at their choice and leisure.
As they are.
So, important. And that seems like something that's not going to be challenged. So, that seems like something that's going to pass through. So, that's a good thing.
Yes.
You know, we're here for, yeah, we're for all of that. That's extremely important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For everybody to be equally represented across all boards, no matter what job or facility. So, yes. Yes,
absolutely.
Also, just to piggyback off that, he also he paused the oil drilling in Alaska. He paused all student loan debt until September. He paused the Muslim travel ban.
Mm-hmm.
Hospitals can no longer refuse people who are gay or homosexual. Mm-hmm. And he passed the Equality Act. So it appears that Biden is actually making some change. he stopped the building of the wall that was supposed to be between Mexico and,
yes,
and the U.S. So, like, they seem to be substantial movements in the direction of equality, and kind of trying to reverse all of the damage that Trump did. So,
I
do still think it's, I mean, we'll see how much of it actually goes into legislation, but it looks good. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, no, that's, it does look good right now, but I do want to hear
more. The climate crisis. That's really huge.
And he went back into the Paris Accord. We're not politicians, but yes.
Yeah, but the discrimination too with, did you say that already, Walter?
No, he didn't.
No.
With what? Discrimination with?
Oh, we don't know shit. Including my goddamn self. Because I remember, we talked about this before. But I would like to see more direct effect on the wage gap. Because it's increased during the pandemic. The separation in wealth.
Oh, yeah. Niggas
in terms of the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. And we're not finding appropriate aid for that to close that gap.
Right.
And that's what I would like. Well, I mean, he's been in office for a week, but that's something I think that really needs to be addressed. Find a way to close that gap, because I feel like Donald Trump's administration widened it.
Right.
So the middle class is, you know, it's either your upper middle class or rich. It's like rich, upper middle class, and then, oh, poverty. You feel me? So, and that's not an effective system. I have friends in LA that tell me, yo, it seems like the homeless population has doubled.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, which already had a huge homeless population.
Like drastic.
Drastic.
Oh yeah.
So if you go, yeah, if you've ever been to LA, it's homeless people are every fucking where.
Which is so sad.
Yeah.
Bro.
So that's yeah.
Oh, the housing discrimination. There we go.
The housing, yes. The housing discrimination for
what is it?
I feel like there was a specific
like racial discrimination.
Yeah.
And like housing with lenders and real estate and stuff.
Yes. He put a, what was it? It was, he put an amendment out that prevented discrimination in regards to,
like, basically equal, like if equal, you want to buy homes equitable housing. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I think that for him being in office, like, but for about a week, he's trying. We can't judge it yet. We've got four years. See. Let's see what happens. That's all I got. Because I don't. We don't know with these white people. So I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't know. So yeah. We'll give it. It's been a week. It's looking up.
Time will tell.
Did you see that Kamala got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Did that make you trust the vaccine any more or less? Nothing.
I don't trust anything that the white folks have to produce or give to us.
Yeah, but I feel like
I don't care who takes it. I don't care if Martin Luther King came back from his grave
and took the vaccine.
And took the vaccine. I'm not taking it.
If he did, the government made him do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's just it's very skeptical. Like they just said out of nowhere today, oh, pregnant women shouldn't take it. I know of a pregnant woman that took it at my previous job.
Yeah.
Pregnant women should.
Now you want to say that they can't take it?
Yeah.
Pregnant women should not be taking anything with the semen.
Besides organic tea tree oil.
Yeah. They shouldn't be taking anything.
Just rub it on the belly. Okay.
Oh, I'm trying to jump in line. We're not going to get into it. We talked about this last week. I'm trying to jump in line for that joint.
What?
The vaccine.
Okay, we're not doing this.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're not doing this.
Throw that joint on there.
It's skeptical. It. They just said today out of nowhere, pregnant women should not be taking the vaccine. That does not scare you. And a couple of months, they're going to say, oh, jeans cannot be taking the vaccine. That's not right,
damn them jeans.
Hold on. I got to do it. I got to.
The vaccine does not scare me more than COVID. More scared of COVID than the vaccine. I am.
What is wrong with you?
That's just John. I'm more scared of COVID.
Hold on.
Than the vaccine. Ray.
Okay, sorry.
No, I know. I'm
dead ass calling you Gene. I'm changing your name in my phone to Gene.
That's unbelievable.
That's racism.
Is it? He's Haitian.
Yeah, okay. But he's like the least Haitian, most Haitian nigga I know. But
I'm extremely Haitian.
Like, OD.
I'm big Haitian. Zoe.
Like, he can speak Creole.
Fluently, too.
Fluently.
Why are you putting an accent for?
I don't know. See, that's what happens when you're next to them jeans.
Ray's a colorist.
We love it. Hello, boys.
Ray's a colorist.
A colorist?
I think
I'm Danny Lee now.
Raylan Lee.
I mean, you are the same complexion as you.
I'm really not.
Okay, hold on.
I'm really not.
Okay, first of all,
you got one more winning day. You got one more winning day.
You know what? We're not doing this.
What's her hit single?
None, nigga.
No, she has
her music fucking sucks.
One. What are you talking about?
You're buggy. She has a hit.
Okay,
but you should know. You were watching her documentary not too long ago. That was last week, and now all of a sudden he don't know. Oh, I tell you, niggas.
Niggas always betray their people.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
You about one win a day from a little baby. Like, you about one win a day, one overcast, no Sunday.
What?
A little baby. So. That's what the hit was.
What?
We're here now. Let's get it.
No way.
We're here now.
So,
listen.
Backstory, please.
Yes. So, Raylan's homegirl, Danny Lay, right? She,
not my homegirl.
She decided, and I got more backstory as the week started to progress. So, Danny Lay, who was a recording artist, dancer, whatever the case may be, she put out a snippet of a record that she decided not to put out called Yellowbone. I wish I had wrote the lyrics down. But if I remember off the top of my head, the lyrics are recited as, he only want them yellow. He like them light skin.
Something Yellowbone.
In referencing, I guess, DaBaby preferring her over dark skinned women.
I think his baby mother.
His baby
who
mother
is fine as fuck.
Yeah, and I found we sound so gossipy, but the we rumor.
Got it. Hold on, that's it.
It's not coming out, so we won't get a cease and desist. It's great.
Yeah.
Basically, Danny Lee's saying Yellowbone is what he wants.
Oh. Okay. Well. Continue the backstory.
Yes. Okay.
Oh no! That. I mean, that's what
that's
she said.
That's really all.
And yeah, then,
but then there's part two to it, where she comes on. This social internet media thing.
And then she apologized. Oh yeah, I was gonna get to the apology at some point.
Okay.
So she goes on. She puts the song out. It's about 48 hours of backlash straight. 48 hours of backlash.
No. You're missing the part of her going on Twitter. And
oh, the apology is after the backlash. So I was going to get to the apology.
No. Of her putting, well, she deleted the tweets.
Oh, yeah.
But of her going crazy on Twitter saying that y'all don't understand me, da da da, fuck off. Basically,
that whole disrespect
thing. Right.
Basically, like, I feel attacked, so now I'm going to attack back. Like, what I did was not wrong. Then deleted all those tweets, and then the 48 hours. Okay, continue.
Oh, no. So I saw artists like Chica, who's an amazing artist, respond to her and say, listen, this is not... It's not okay.
This is not how you do this.
And you need to understand the privilege that you have, you know, being fair skinned than I am, or, you know, how you are. And then I think, and also Olivia Dope came out and said, this is disgusting. That's not, you know. And the song is fucking horrendous.
It's trash.
Holy shit.
Big trash.
You are not a good enough musician to make these controversial mistakes. But
you're not a musician. You
know, fair enough. Yeah. 48 hours later. Daniel A puts out what she would call an apology. Okay. So, rule number one when you're actually apologizing and you mean it, you don't say, I'm sorry, y'all, you feel this way.
Oh.
That's not an apology.
That's my bag.
Like, but that is literally not an apology.
Yes.
That is a whatever you feel is irrelevant. And
whatever I did,
right.
I still believe in what I did. And I also apologize for how I made you feel.
Mm.
So, 2 points. Yes, for what I have done.
Okay.
And then for how I made you feel from what I have done to you.
I see.
2 important points.
Mm.
Simple. But most importantly, more than anything, you apologize for what you have done to make that person feel that way. So you're acknowledging that you're at fault for what you have done.
But and I always play devil's advocate, and that's my thing. What if you did not do anything wrong by life's right or wrong black and white standards, but it upset someone? You feel me? Like, just because you upset someone doesn't mean you actually did something wrong.
Well, you'd have to give an example of that. People, I mean.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is the most basic example, and this doesn't fully narrate my point, but what if you tell a woman that, I don't want to be in a relationship. Like, I enjoy your company. I don't want to be with you. And then you go have sex with someone else. And although you've been very clear with her, like, this isn't a relationship, mm-hmm. that can still hurt her. So I know that's not the best example, but it's an example of something that you may not have done wrong by the black and white standards of society, but it did hurt another person.
But you didn't do anything wrong.
Correct. Do you feel in that instance, if you hurt someone, an apology is needed?
No, because you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
It's just their perspective and how they perceive it.
Oh, no, I completely disagree.
No, they don't deserve an apology.
Oh, my God. They deserve such a strong word. Deserve such a strong word.
I mean, like, why would they deserve an apology, though?
Because life isn't that black and white. And like I said...
But it should be.
No, it shouldn't. Because then, if that's the case, then we would have to also, as misunderstood people, I think, that some of us are in this world, we would have to then... If the world's black and white, we'd never be understood. You know what I'm saying?
Why is there this gray area of feeling like you should apologize just for the hell of it?
Maybe I'm not sticking to the apology point per se, but I am saying that, let's say, even Walter's, let's say, a relationship example. There is no, I, as John, don't believe that a woman feels that way for no reason. You know what I'm saying? There is no way... We just hang out, you know, and it's like, hey, all right, well, I don't really want to be with you. Like, there has to be some time, there has to be emotion invested, there has to be actions that come from why she feels that way.
Okay.
And then it's like, okay, well, yes, we never made anything official, we never made anything concrete, but I made you feel this way. Whether it be my actions, whether it be how I carry myself with you, whether it be... You know, we talk about love languages. Maybe your love language is spending time, and now you're feeling like if this isn't a constant conversation of, hey, this is where I'm at, which is something that we need to make more common. Like, even if it's, I hate to say weekly check-in, but it's like, all right, like, this is how I feel right now in this moment.
But what if that's had?
If that's had, then that's a different conversation. But okay. It can't, for me, it can't be, all right, well, after 7 months of fucking you and taking you on dates and this and that, and I'm like, oh well, I don't want to be your man, so and I told you I didn't want to be your man like 7 months ago, so hey, sorry. It's like, me as a man, I know how that can damage a woman.
So it just depends on the situation then. But if you guys are communicating in a way of, we both are not looking for anything right now, this is where we are at.
If there is a constant conversation of, hey, this is just what we are and we're not going to get to that point, and then when it's time for me to find the person I want to get to that point with, you cannot be upset.
Right.
But if those things aren't, if we're doing the whole, we're dating for real, now you're the only one with me, and then
there
you,
has to be,
you met my mom. Like, it's, yo, come on. At some point, we got to find a happy medium here.
Right. That's a different situation.
Yeah, that's like, that. Just, and then at month eight, you're like, yo, you're not my girl for real. Fam.
No, that's completely different.
Fam. You just came in her.
Again, if you guys communicate that we are both not looking for anything, like, for instance, me, for example, I've been in a situation where we both stated that we weren't looking for anything serious. And then I was honest with him and in the end told him, all right, I'm starting to fall for you. And that's when we went back to friends. Because it was just like, but that's me being honest and us communicating.
Was it a constant communication though? Because I feel like, because if that goes unsaid for 6-7 months, and it's a free for all.
That's ridiculous at this point. And
that's a free for all.
That's ridiculous. Like, but in certain instances, some people don't need. So wait, in that instance, then you, I guess, can say, "I'm sorry for how I made you feel."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's an apology. Like, even
what I've done.
Even if you, because you're still allowed to walk away. This don't get that messed up, because I also feel like everybody has the right to change their mind.
Whether even when you're married and have kids.
Yes. Listen, I am big on, I don't feel this. I don't feel what I felt 6 months ago.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I agree with, like, yo, bro, I don't feel how I felt about you 6 months ago. And it could change.
Stronger.
It could change in a week.
Right.
I have the right to say, yo, I didn't make a commitment to you. I would rather move on. We have that right to do that.
Right.
But it's all about communicating it effectively. That's it.
Right.
Because I believe in that. Like, communicate your feelings effectively. Don't not say shit. Do all the good shit to me because you said something 8 months ago. And then at the last week be like, oh, well, nah, it's clipped. Yes. No, that's not effective communication.
Yeah, the whole part. Yeah.
But I have the right to change my mind. Be like, yeah, I'm really not. I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
So that's just my point on that. But my thing is, if you change your mind, you can still apply, like, hey, I'm sorry that it got to this point. I'm sorry that I made you.
There's nothing to apologize for. I'm sorry. Even if it got to that point, there's nothing to apologize for, because you guys both signed up on that. I don't want to say roller coaster, but you guys signed up for this experience. Everything you go through is an experience. So even if you guys both communicate to each other, we're not on that type of time, whatever case may be, and she still ends up falling for you, there's nothing for you to apologize for, because again, both of you guys signed up for this experience. What you can say is, I apologize for maybe how you're feeling at this moment.
Okay.
But you did nothing wrong and she did nothing wrong.
Oh no, it doesn't have to be wrong. It doesn't have to be wrongdoing to say, hey, I'm sorry how this went down.
But you're not sorry how it went down, because it was an experience.
No, I would be sorry.
Why would you be sorry?
If I made someone feel bad, I am sorry. Even if I didn't necessarily do it purposely or do it to hurt you, if I made you feel, if someone falls in love with me and I just don't reciprocate those feelings, I'm sorry that you fell in love with me.
What's the reason for being sorry? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's no reason to be sorry.
Maybe it's empathy. Like, hey, I didn't expect it to get
so
to this point.
So just say, I not even sympathize. Well, yeah, I sympathize that sounds with crazy, you, but don't say sorry. I empathize with
you. I'm so cool with the word sorry. I don't mind. Like, I don't have, in me, I don't mind saying sorry. That's my bad. You know, I apologize. My bad. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, that doesn't take anything from me. I can wake, like, doesn't take anything away from me. I feel fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. It's no big deal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry you felt that way. Yeah. And I can mean it, because I don't want anybody to feel like I did them, especially if I explain myself. Like, if I explain, hey, this was my feelings at this point in time, let me just communicate effectively. That's all it is. It's effective communication.
But do you think, even if you are truly sorry, is that, like, sufficient enough to...
Nothing will ever be enough. What do you mean? If you hurt, when somebody's hurt, somebody's hurt. Okay. So there's no, like, you're not going to take that away by saying sorry. No, it's not how
I see it. And
this thing works.
This is
it kind of makes me think of this story I saw this
week. Hold on, but before
we gotta
that,
get back to Danny.
Yeah, Dan, we just we went to him. We did not slander Danny Lay enough.
No, we did not. Because
Ray wrote the song. So, Ray.
I absolutely did not.
Okay.
So please tell us about the song and why you let her put it out.
Wow, that's really crazy. Okay, so Danny Lee with this song, you know what? I just also want to say before I even continue that I am a prophet and that we spoke about this last episode, if you have not tuned in, tune in, about Danny Lee wearing a do-rag, no braids, nothing at all. Just wearing a do-rag in one of her videos, and I called it out, and who wanted to be the one to stick up for her ass? Water.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought she was my black queen. I was supporting my black queen.
You thought she was your black queen? Yes. Why? Because you thought she was a yellow bone? I'm so tired.
First of all, you're a yellow bone.
I know I am. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And that was before I knew that she was Dominican and white. I thought she was black. So I will always defend my black queens.
Thank you.
But the fact that she has 0% black in her, she bugging.
She's bugging. And I just also want to make it clear that because I also seen a few people that not only are dating Hispanic women, Dominican women, Hispanic women can be called yellow bone now, LOL. Nigga, no, they cannot be called yellow bone or red bone. They cannot be called neither one because it's only for black women.
Okay.
Period.
Facts.
I don't know where y'all got this whole... Y'all have y'all own names. Y'all got mommy, mamacita, whatever y'all want to call. I don't know. Diablo, whatever. Okay.
That means devil.
Okay. Yo, Ren's out of control.
Nah, but y'all have your own shit, okay? Please. The whole... They can't be called yellow bone. No. Sorry, sis.
Okay.
Mama, you can't be called.
Ray,
please. No, but you cannot be called yellow bone or red bone. It's meant for light skin, black women.
Yes. I think my favorite, I watched it several times for research purposes. My favorite part of the apology is when she says, my nigga's black, and I got black friends.
No. She said, my chocolate man, which we talked
That's
about.
That's what white women say.
What episode? Episode 88.
How
the male gaze
That's
and
so
how
crazy.
Women objectify men. She's objectifying
women objectify
her man.
Women objectify black men. And fantasize black men just for being black, opposed to the other things, all the contributions we commit.
Right.
And
okay, don't drag though.
And don't drag.
You in it. You win it, but you're not gonna win it.
All the great things we bring to society and these black women's lives.
Yeah, don't drag it though. But what I'm gonna say to y'all is
who's y'all?
The adjective of calling black men chocolate and even vice versa, it's calling black women, chocolate, whatever case may be. She's objectifying y'all calling my chocolate
man.
What
if I like it when she says that?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, you got to want
Khloe
better
Kardashian.
For yourself.
What if I like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Biden.
But I like when the black women I date call me that.
You got to want better for yourself.
Well, the black women I date can say that.
Damn them jeans.
Okay.
Really though, the whole, I have a chocolate man. That's what she said. I have a chocolate man. I have beautiful dark-skinned women that are my friends. I can never, first of all, you're psychotic. How can you in 2021, how can anyone now, it's getting more, and as time goes, it's getting more and more difficult for me to have compassion, for anyone to have compassion for people that are so ignorant, because as time progresses, we are having more and more resources to educate ourselves. Mm. When you become an artist, you have now... Like, what is it that girl said? Her Instagram, mad cool, President Kennedy, shout out to you. She said, when you become an artist, you now have a social responsibility
to be
educated
time,
on your surroundings. Mm-hmm. So especially when you want to date a black man that has a dark-skinned black baby mama, a dark-skinned black baby girl, and you want to fix your lips to not only call him chocolate, but to say, oh, I can, I know black, I Dominican. Like, it's really ridiculous. It's sad. It's pathetic. You need to educate yourselves. You know what? I'm not going to even, I can't even be ignorant and say
I'm not going to give you room. You know what? We have to give her room to educate herself. But don't be ignorant about it, and don't feel like you're attacked.
Oh, no, I gotta do shit.
When we feel when we feel away because you want to be stupid.
She had mad time to figure this out.
She did.
Like I, it's 2021. I have no grace for her when she took 48 hours to put out that apology where she said, "I got black friends and my man's black, so this is what he like, and I'm talking about what he like." Listen, the overall problem is, and Ray, you said everything eloquently, so I'm not gonna reiterate it.
I know black. I Dominican.
Sound like Junior.
Shout out to Junior.
But yeah, I'm not gonna reiterate what you're saying because you already killed it.
We miss you, Junior.
Yeah, you killed it. You hit everything right on the head.
There's way more stuff you could talk about it too with her, but
yeah, I mean, and on top of that, the song sucks and the music is bad. Sucks. So it's like just yeah, Danny Lay, I just hope you figure it out. Danny Lay's music is not good enough for her to come back from this though.
It's not good enough.
The music's not good enough, so I think she's out of here.
I think she's out of here, too. I hope she stays out of here, to be honest, and take that time out to educate herself.
And cancel culture, I don't believe in it, but...
I don't either, but...
Like, she's not talented enough to come back from this.
Yeah. Like, have to have some type of...
Yeah, you've got
to
be really good to come back from shit like this.
And you don't have it. You can do a little two-step.
Okay.
Walt thinks she's going to come back from this.
Downplay. She's a talented dancer.
She can't sing. Let's be realistic. She or make songs. Sing.
She cannot sing, correct.
She can maybe make a song. She could probably write for some people.
That, if you think I'm taking writing from Danny Lee with all these other women out here.
Yeah. No, but somebody like Chris Brown could freak it, though. He could.
I'm going to get someone else.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not calling her.
You're right.
For a record.
Okay. So,
But yeah. I'm sorry. I want to touch up not really on her, but the reactions to how black women were feeling and then having some black men, which I love holding accountable.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Before you even get to that, not to interrupt you, but I saw on another platform, a black man said, and this was before the more information came out and then the apology. So giving him grace, that's why I'm not going to say a platform. Mm-hmm. But he asked... Oh, so why is the world mad? Because he has preference or she's speaking on preference?
I know who you're talking about.
But, right, what do you say to that as a black woman?
So the difference, okay, so in what, the reason why her song was seen as disrespectful mm-hmm. to black women was because... Her, well, for one, not even being black, but for her to fix her lips to create a song called Yellow Bone is What He Wants. Light-skinned women have always, always been broadcasted to be wanted more, yearned for more in society. We have always, you know, obviously with the whole, what is it called? The paper bag shit?
Yes.
Okay. So the lighter your complexion, the more appealing you are to society. So... For you to create a song like that, not even being aware of what my dark-skinned sisters go through in society with being more oppressed and you being more privileged, it's a disrespect. They have always been shunned, and for you to create such a song, it's like, damn, bitch. Like, yes, everyone has always wanted a light-skinned bitch. Next. And then, let's put the cherry on top. You wanted to fix your lips again in the video to say that, well, why can I praise my skin?
Oh my God.
What about the brown skin girl videos, songs? They're praising their skin. Why can't I?
Trying to take a shot at Beyonce's nuts.
There's a huge difference. Like, we are now just in 2021, deciding to praise dark skin. So it is not your place as a non-black girl to now get in our business and want to talk about Yellow Bone is What He Wants. What? Bitch, get a clue. Like, it is mind-boggling to me. Like, and it's just disrespectful. And which I want to get back to what we were saying. Mm-hmm. I seen a few black men on social media, I want to say particularly Twitter, that had the nerve to type on their phone because they have nothing better to do, to type stupid shit like, it's not that serious, or what was it? It was a tweet that as women are, like, black women are going in, right? Which I thought that shit was hilarious. Mm. Someone's going to tweet like, oh, y'all are miserable. Y'all have nothing better to do? Bro. Like, at this point, enter her DMs. Please stop dating black women because we don't need you. You're a lost cause. You're the weakest link.
Right.
And we don't need you. Mm. But for those men that are just clueless, get a clue. Educate yourself, please. You know, and I'm going to keep it simple. Long story short, 2021, I'm keeping my foot on necks when y'all talking crazy about black women. I'm going to be talking so crazy about y'all because it is 2021. There's no reason now that you can't be educated on history. It's no reason for it. So when bitches like Dani Leigh, a non-black woman, wants to talk crazy, yes, my foot is going to be on her neck. And it's always going to be her neck.
I hear you. Oh my God. Yes, I hear you. Now, I'm so, thank God Dane Lee makes bad music and I have to choose.
Hello.
But no. Yeah.
With the dusty ass braids that slid off after the video. I'm over it with her. Over it.
Lord of mercy. Yeah, if Daniel Caesar can't come back from a little, like in Yes Jules ass. She's not coming back.
Not Yes Jules. Nah, black men don't do that though. Black men be bringing her up though.
Like fuck Yes Jules. she looks like I'm Seth Rogen with the ass. She looks like Seth Rogen with a dark season ass. Please. Fuck Yes Jules. Oh, nigga. I don't care.
My God.
She ain't giving me no money.
No, she's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying.
She's the reason why Daniel Caesar does not have a career today.
Yeah, and the greatest part is he still makes amazing music, but he one gives a fuck. So if he can't come back from that, Dani Leigh.
You cannot come back from this.
Yeah. At all. And then DaBaby's too much of a big star to stay with somebody that's like a brokey. So
he's gonna leave her.
Oh, I mean, first he's gonna choose a career over her for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, she's got a whole nother thing coming. I'm gonna risk my career for you, queen. Sorry.
Oh, I'm weak.
Yeah, it's over for that. What? While we're on the topic of men making a fool of themselves on the internet.
Oh God, what happened?
Tori and Meg, right? I said I wasn't gonna talk about this anymore until we found a resolution.
Lordy.
Walter, don't say your opinion because we have a podcast and we want to get sponsors soon.
What do you have to say?
So,
what does he have to say? Please don't tell me.
I'm not going to say on the air. And no, it's, yeah, we're not there. We're trying to get deals here.
Not even.
Yeah, even.
I'm always on the side of black women, bro.
I wasn't even talking about that. Oh. The false story came out that the charges were dropped. So the internet goes crazy.
That was a false story?
Yeah, false.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No, I just heard the story. I was like, damn.
Oh, no. She came out immediately and said, nah, this nigga shot me. Fuck his little foot ass having dark Caesar hairline taking the back of his head ass nigga. Size 6 wearing ass nigga. Nah, nigga, he shot me, nigga.
Yeah. So the false story came out that you know, the charges were dropped. So immediately, niggas on the internet, we fucking told y'all.
God? Yeah, didn't he start praising God?
Yeah, they're saying his team leaked the story.
Oh.
So pretty much a false story came out that the charges were dropped against Tory. But no, the hearing was just pushed back to February 25th because of COVID. So there was a couple of celebrities. Dez Bryant, fuck you. He went on the internet and was like, yo, I shout to you, brother. You held it down. Da da da. Dez Bryant, a former wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
But he hit women too, so they in cahoots together.
His team hit girls, so I don't know what's going on. So yeah, at this point, you know, it's I don't understand the concept, which is what I tried to explain, I think, a couple podcasts ago. And I'm gonna try to make this as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. Even if Tory did not pull the trigger that night, which is what he is claiming. And I don't want to talk about this because what I believe is whatever happens in the court of law, a black woman was shot by a gun that was in somebody's possession in that car. So something went wrong that night. Somebody has to be held accountable. So you parading yourself, you making music about it, you doing all this other shit, if it's going to be settled in the court of law, it's going to be settled in a court of law.
That's what it is for me. There should not be albums being made about a legal situation, especially against a black woman.
Right.
Because the timeline of the events are Tory is antagonizing, Megan is responding.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah. Like, oh, we don't know yet. It's like,
It's like, yo, so it, whatever happened that night, Meg, what we know is Meg got shot.
And if she's saying, you shot me, believe her. Believe her. Like, listen,
whatever happened that night, it's Megan got shot and that was your mate. Something like, there was a gun where you guys were in the same vicinity. A gun was there. The black woman got shot. Somebody did something wrong. There shouldn't be art made from that. There should be, no. That's not, the situation now needs to be resolved.
I do think though, like,
so yeah,
how you're wording it and how I'm wording it is different. And this is what black women are saying.
Mm-hmm.
If we are saying to you,
right,
Megan said that Tory Lanez shot me.
Mm-hmm.
We are still deciding to find a gray area and be neutral in the state of, well, a gun was in your vicinity. She got shot. You were there. No. If she's saying Tory Lanez shot me,
mm-hmm,
believe the woman. Everything has to always be in question when it comes to men. And it's so, when being a black, it's so tiring. I promise you, as a black woman, I'm telling you right now, it is exhausting to see black men still fix their lips to say, well, we still don't know. We just gonna find out.
So,
or, well, we're on black women's side, but on the other end, 90%, there's a 10% chance he still didn't do it, so we're gonna play the neutral card.
So just to be clear, because you're 100% right. Just to be clear, the only reason I'm stating it that way is because it's a legal situation. So we've come on this, when everything went down, we go on the podcast and say, hey, bro, fuck Tory, we're cool. Mm-hmm. You shot this girl. We've said that, but because it's legal, and you know, I know the legal system, everything right. that goes left and right, it's legal, so I don't want to say anything, not only to hurt, I don't want to hurt Meg.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have a platform, I want to be responsible. And we try not to speak on anything that's currently processing in courts currently right now.
Right.
But it's always protect black women. As of right now, whatever Meg says goes. That's what happened.
Right.
In my eyes, I can speak for Walter, and Walter says, whatever Meg said happened, happened. The only reason we're saying is, I'm saying even to the extent of Tory, to diffuse Tory's argument.
Right.
Of, well, I didn't do this. Fam, you were there. Something got fired. Let's say the charges were dropped. This is my point. I'm sorry. Because I'm being long-winded. Let's say the charges were dropped. That doesn't mean you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
That's my point of it. Let's say the charges were dropped and there were no gunshot residue on your hand, whatever. You still did, something still went wrong in your presence.
Right.
Good brother. Because you still didn't protect a black woman because she still got hit with you. And it wasn't a dangerous situation. It wasn't a shootout. It wasn't violence. You know what I'm saying? Just to clarify, that's not, I'm saying that even if the charges were dropped, you did something wrong.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's kind of where I'm going at. Even if the charges were dropped, bro, you still are responsible for what happened that night. Because one thing that, well, like I said, it's a legal situation. Can't speak on it, but...
And then wanted to create an EP about it.
Yeah, shit like that is nasty. That's disgusting to me. It's nasty. It's fucking gross. It's disgusting. But, you know, I always, prayers for Meg. Hope your mental health is good. And I hope you've healed all the way. And that's that, man. That's really what it is when it comes to Meg and Tory.
And also, like, Tory... I'm just going to say this, too. Like,
okay.
Tory Lanez, his music is not that lit for y'all to be on his dick like
that's
that.
True,
and if it's at this point, please enter his DMs. Enter his DMs, young men. Enter his DMs and ask to sleep with him at this point. Okay, nice. No, we're going to go there.
Well, if you contribute, nigga, you can stop this.
Since you are that pressed, and clearly his music slaps, like, please enter his DMs and see if you can sleep with him.
Okay.
That's all I ask at this point. It's needed. It's needed.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. That's all I have to say. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's That's a hot take. I mean,
prayers for Meg. And Ray says, if y'all niggas want to fuck Tori, go ahead.
Yeah.
Fuck that nigga.
That's clear. You love him that much. Okay, sorry. Bye, then. Okay. Okay, sorry.
No, and that's 100% true, 100% right. And I've been dying to get this story off all goddamn day. So I'm segueing it, even if it's just a slippery slope. You hear me?
Pause.
Yeah, come on, you're out. Pause. Yeah, you're bugging out. Pause
it's
out.
It's 2020.
What year is it, right? Please.
Yeah, you gotta stop. It's 2021.
Nah, it's 2020. So, did you see the story? It says that a wife accused of stabbing husband after finding photos of him having sex with another woman, only to realize after she stabbed him 3 times that there were photos of them having sex when they were dating.
She did that shit.
She said that she realized she had gained some weight in her current state, and it was a skinnier woman. And the man tried to say, babe, this is us. And in her enraged, she stabbed her husband 3 times. He did not die,
okay,
which is why it can be a little bit funny.
Divorce her ass.
But
send her ass in jail.
I'm doubling down on the marriage.
Oh my God. That's
what?
I like that.
John's oh my sick. Gosh. We just hit rock bottom, baby. We can get through this after you stabbed me 3 times.
Well, she loved me.
Oh my.
She loved me now.
We are not condoning any domestic violence.
I'm kidding.
It's a
podcast. I'm joking. It's a podcast. I'm joking. We tell jokes.
Niggers. Lord have mercy. May I ask the race of this couple?
Ray. Look at Ray. They're Spanish.
Yes, she was of Latino descent. I'm pretty sure it was.
See, I'm talking about Diablo.
That means devil. So now you offend the white people and the Spanish women. You have nothing left.
Devil is going to stab you 3 times after not being able to see that it's fucking her in a video pictures. Diablo.
He said that he was going through his email and found the photos and the videos of them having sex when they were still dating. Decided to put it on his phone, so I guess so he could beat his dick to it because he's being a loyal husband. You feel sometimes your girl can't beat her, so you beat your dick to her photos, and he got him stabbed. But
is she going to jail? Like, what was that?
I mean, I at that point, I think you have to go to jail.
If you're a real nigga, he hold it down.
Yeah, he'll probably not press charges.
Yeah, real nigga, you hold it down.
I guess. But what is the biggest conclusion that you've jumped to before getting the full story with a partner?
They're all white. Women do is jump to conclusions. They don't jump anywhere white. Else.
That what?
That they're white.
You're white.
They're white.
That is quite the conclusion to jump to. Oh without what made you question their identity?
Because that's some crazy shit, and white people do crazy shit.
Wait, hold on, Ray. Please,
we're not gonna say crackers anymore.
No, we cannot. Viewership was down 0.3%. And I'm pretty sure you said cracker 6 times.
Okay, Ritz.
Ray.
So that is crazy.
Yeah.
That was
my conclusion, but I was clearly wrong.
No, it was of a Latino descent.
Wow. Well, what was yours?
That
they live like in a hick town?
I'm trying to think. Top of the head? Yeah, I think maybe that I feel like whenever a woman brings up a past partner, like every woman has a past partner who's that person, you feel me, who things didn't work out or they may have been deeply into it or it was toxic, they realized that it wasn't it for them. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you can tell when it's that nigga when she talks about him.
Yeah.
Like, and...
It's like a different type of...
Yeah, and like women outgrow that person and they could really be over that person.
Yeah.
That who they were in that phase in their life, they were head over heels for this person. But sometimes the person does something too fucked up and they can't go back or...
They just over that person.
Yeah, they just grow up. Yeah. But for me, it's like when I can sense that person, I'm like,
Nah, you still like that.
But so what if she still like him?
That's...
So what? Like, I don't care. She's with you.
Okay.
Yo, you think... So and, you mean to... And yeah, you mean right. to tell me... You move on, your next girl.
Yeah.
You still don't like your old girl? Like, that just disappears?
No. The like is okay, but if...
No, okay, that was your soulmate. There's still feelings from your soulmate.
If a part of you is still in love with that person...
It can dissolve, though.
So people don't ever take a piece away from you?
No, they definitely do, but you should not...
be in love with them.
No, you know, you can still have love for them. If you're still in love with someone, you should not be with someone else until you process that, I think.
Absolutely. Okay, maybe that's what I'm getting at. It's like that somebody that you thought at a point was going to be your end-all, be-all, they take a piece of you. When they leave, they take a piece of you, I think. Like, that's a piece of you that is now, whether it be gone for the better or the worse, piece is gone. It's like, okay, this was a point in my life where now this is like, all right, this is gone. This is a piece of me. But you still get they might still be able to get a reaction out of you, or you still might want to know how their life is. Like, I don't think that.
Like, the whole my perspective is not really them taking a piece of you,
okay,
but you gaining from that experience.
Mm. So I don't be gaining from her experience.
Completely opposite from. I don't like that whole taking a piece of you shit.
Girl be taking mad shit from me, so I'm cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like credit cards. Not credit cards, I'm sorry.
No,
not credit cards.
Rolexes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Cartier frames.
It's giving.
Oh, yeah. John's a giving ass person, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, what's your point, Ray? My bad. What'd you say? Now, you're getting to like a good point, so I'm like excited for it.
Oh, okay. Well, what I was trying to say...
We interrupted yourself.
I said to myself, instead of them taking pieces of you, you now have more... My perspective is more so you gaining from each experience to be a better you for your future. Mm-hmm. Not more so them taking a piece of you. So, that's just how I view... that's just how I view it more so. But yeah.
I want to make it clear that Walter has walked out of the podcast to charge his phone. I don't know who he's texting. That's so important.
Clearly, it's that important.
That it's so important that in the middle of a podcast, he has to go to the car to get his phone to text.
I do
agree with the idea that you're supposed to gain something from people.
Yeah.
You are. But I don't think that always happens. I think that sometimes...
Really?
I think... You know, gaining, I think it can be interchangeable. Gaining and losing can be seen, you know, as interchangeable entities, right?
It's like,
all right. There was a point where maybe even the pain from something taught me something, so I gained something from there, but sometimes that may develop.
Right.
But I don't know if I gained something from everyone I've loved.
Really?
Oh, no,
or maybe it's just, or maybe it's just how you're perceiving it, and you just don't know.
I think,
even if you ended on bad terms,
go in my room and get a brick because that might mess up the whole function of this computer.
Maybe if you could just like some that, but I also I think that takes honesty with yourself too to really even if you ended on bad terms with that person, can you honestly sit and be critical with yourself and say, I have taken something from this relationship, this experience for my better self.
I only revisit bad shit. I don't revisit good shit. I always, John, and me personally, I'm always revisiting bad shit. Like, why? I don't, because that fuels me. Everything bad that's ever happened to me, anybody that's ever walked out of my life, anybody that's ever done anything to me, that keeps me going. I don't think I'd survive without shit like that, honestly.
But
I don't function without adversity in my entire life. So every time there's a wall there, I don't even feel normal without running through it.
Nigga. Okay, so the difference with you and I is that I feel like I used to feel that way, and then I forgot who it was. Was it Beyonce? It probably was Beyonce because she's just that fly, and she's
not amazing. According to Danny Lay.
Danny Lay is also a sick Diablo. So, I more so take myself as competition. Like that's my thing. I want to be better than myself, than my old self. I want to be better than. I want my best self next year to be better than myself now. You know what I'm saying? So I consistently only
really, and plus, but that could be a con too, because you're more harder on yourself. You're way more hard on yourself, and you sometimes could be too hard on yourself. But that's how I view it versus me having other sources.
Yeah. I mean, being, you know, it's a growing experience, you know.
Yeah.
You're hard on yourself, but also you also grow to learn that you have to give yourself grace as well, because if you don't give yourself grace, you let the perceptions of people influence how you maneuver.
Right. Very true.
And when you let the perceptions of people that don't really matter maneuver your every day, you start to now think less of yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's not really a... yeah, it's not a... It's not really the idea of not being really hard on myself. I don't let... I don't let anything necessarily, like, change how I am now.
Right.
I don't let anything maneuver how I am, because when too many people have an opinion on who you are and don't look at themselves, it's like, fuck you.
Right.
You don't know yourself.
But
people always have an opinion on who they think you are when you don't know me for real.
But only thing is, my question to y'all is, do you think it's a difference between fueling to be better because you're going up against yourself, mm-hmm. or trying to not either prove something to somebody, but you're using other people to try to be better? Do you think it's a difference or the same?
You know what it is? I, through life experiences, competition isn't an everyday thing for me. I mean, it depends, right? So let's say whether it be fashion, sports, you're naturally competitive.
Right.
But if you're speaking on in terms of like being better as a person, it's an everyday struggle.
Yeah.
I feel like every day I can do something to be a better person.
Right.
And that's something that you work at. Whether it be letting people in, whether it be understanding where you need to be accountable for something. It's something I take pride in.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning accountability and also not letting, like I said, the opinions of other people dictate from the path that I've chosen for myself.
Yeah.
Because they're not here every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And also, that also comes from what you value.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What you value in an everyday sense. Like, I remember, what episode was it? Shout out to Kojo. The episode we did with Kojo, the most recent one. I listened to that like 2-3 times about the conversation we were having. And then about like friendships and what friendships mean to us. And, you know, I was being honest and being transparent about like, hey, bro, like I don't always feel like I can reach out to people because of the perception that people have of me,
mm-hmm.
and the lack of listening because of the perception of me.
Right. And the lack of communication.
The lack of people listening to what I'm saying because they think, well, this is John. So, yeah, it's what it is. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
The he'll be fine friend is a very dangerous friend.
Yeah.
The he'll always be okay. The nigga that always goes, he'll be okay friend. Oh, I did want to have a shout out because somebody made an app. I have to find their name and the name of the app before the episode is over. I will look it up.
The You Good?
Yeah. Oh, you're a genius. Look at you. The You Good app that they talked about in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
There is a non-invasive way to check on your friend's mental health without it being invasive, without texting them. But yeah, we have to find the owner's names before the end of the episode.
For sure.
But yeah, I think being hard on yourself always goes back to what you value.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
If I don't value this and you're talking about this, I don't give a fuck. Keep right. it. I don't care. I'm hard on myself about the things that I value.
Yeah.
Like me not being a selfish person. Like those things, I value that. So if I see myself getting in those traits, I'm like, yo, no, you got to reel it back, bro.
Yeah.
This is not how you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't let what this person said about you take away from what the goal is here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, be careful of be careful of the friend that's always say, hey, you good, man. You straight. I mean, is that person really there for you?
Honestly, keep it.
Keep that shit. Like the person that's going to tell you good all the time, my nigga, are you asking? Are you checking? Yeah. Like, what's the medium here?
Yeah.
Are you asking? Are you checking? Like, are you making sure I'm good? Like, are you assuming I'm good because I seem good?
But that's why I always valued all of our friendships because our friend group, we genuinely care about each other and we want to know how we are always doing. So yeah, we may act stupid on this podcast and be like, oh yeah, nigga, don't drag it, Walter, with you. But no, but we genuinely care about each other and always want to know how we're doing mental health wise, how, especially during this pandemic. But overall, our friendship, we always care about each other. We always care to and want to know how we are doing. So I feel like really all friendships, male and female, but,
but girls hate each other.
We don't hate each other.
Okay. Well, well, this is a guy thing, but listen, I tell Walter this all the time, man. If she don't got a good group of friends, run.
Yeah.
She's a demon.
Run very quickly.
It's her fault. If she can't keep a group of homegirls, it's on her. If too many people say the same shit about you, get the fuck out. It's you. Absolutely. It's you. If 8 people say you did something wrong, bro, there's an 85% chance you did that shit.
You did something wrong.
But that means you can't love her and she can make you her world and she'll and she'll worship you because you're all she has.
Walter, you...
I hate when girl... No. I hate when I'm all she has.
Okay.
Because then, like, but, like, not John, but how are you going to cheat?
Not John.
No, look, check this out. Check no.
Oh, now we're trying to figure out ways of how y'all can cheat on girls. I'm not trying to figure anything out. Make sure she has friends so y'all can cheat on them.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's giving pathetic.
It's ghetto.
Very ghetto.
Bye, Dan.
Actually, this is the problem when you try to have fun. This is the problem when you try to have fun on this podcast.
Damn,
even the niggas on the podcast just leave me there. Even the men on the podcast. How you supposed to cheat if she goes everywhere? I'm kidding.
It's very
I'm,
tacky.
Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Bobby's from no.
Yeah, no. Damn them jeans.
Ray. Okay, you need to stop. How the fuck did we get to friendship?
Well, I did.
How the fuck did we get? It was from Walter's question. How the fuck?
Okay,
did we get to friendship?
I really wish y'all can see my wave. Y'all can't see my wave, but like I wish I could see my wave when I say Biden. That's why it's like really funny and Walter's hating, but it's okay. Catch up, mustards.
Oh my God.
It was from Walter's question, but he left, took a shit, came back.
I did not charge her because I have to fuel these topics.
Yeah, fuel these topics.
What the fuck is this nigga talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that was my question. Stop. The fuck?
I don't know where the whole friendship thing, but that was a good conversation.
It was.
Stemming from the question from the Latino woman who Ray calls Diablo.
No, that stabbed their husbands 3 times in their chest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like my woman a little passionate.
And the question was, what's the
I'm gonna pray against that for you.
I like my woman a little passionate.
What's the biggest conclusion you've jumped to? And that's how we stemmed there.
Oh,
and
conclusion?
I thought they were rich.
Oh, yeah. You said you thought they were...
You thought a partner that you were with was white?
No. That story.
Oh.
That was my conclusion. I thought they were rich. Yeah.
No, well, what's the biggest conclusion you've come to?
That's what I was saying. Mine was when a woman tells stories about that past person, and I look in her eyes, are you over him? Yeah, I am. I'm over him.
Oh, what's my biggest
lying.
Conclusion?
She lying.
Oh, my thing was, hey, so who cares? You're never going to be over him. That's your first, let's say that's her first love. She'll never get over him.
I don't know my biggest conclusion.
Okay.
No, I don't think I have one.
I'll be telling them not over other girls just to keep them going. For the fuel.
For you need Jesus.
Are you dead ass, Gene? Like, come on. My name is John. Come on. Come on. Come on, Gene.
Gene Claude.
Let it grab me on my ex. Oh my God. It's still in my soul.
Gene LaBeouf.
Still in my heart.
I mean, I guess I always big up to my exes. Big up.
I say one ex because that's too much now.
Yeah,
you like two other niggas. Now it's over. You love two niggas too much. Now it's like, okay, this is ending. Wow. But when you get one ex, bro, you're not about to like two. You're not about to love two niggas too much now. No.
Oh,
fuck
Lord.
You, Chris Brown.
What
come
is
on,
wrong
man.
With y'all?
So if every person has that one ex who stands out in their mind, you right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. If you lived, you've come across someone who's close or that person, and if your new partner somehow it comes up in conversation,
always
or
is.
You guys are around your friends, he comes up and you start lighting up, and he asks you about that partner, are you going to be truthful with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because curious. If they're really your person,
yeah,
then you should be able to be transparent with
them. I'm going
to
gas it too.
So,
John.
Oh shit.
I'm going to pray against it because damn them jeans. You're crazy right now.
Listen, I'm going off.
You know what? No.
I mean,
you like toxic stuff? And I really thought Walter was more toxic than you.
No.
But clearly
I'm fairly healthy.
I was wrong. Okay, let's not drag it now, nigga. Let's not drag it.
He said, who made money off the stock market today?
Niggers.
Listen, I like my woman a little passionate.
You
a little passion.
Okay, but you're misconstruing passion with toxic.
Yeah, but if you're toxic, I'm just in the car. I'm out.
Like what? No, but that's what you allegedly like. You said after Walter explained that a Diablo stabbed her husband 3 times.
Yeah, don't stab me. That's
but
a
no. You replied with, "That's passionate. I like my women passionate." After he explained someone stabbed their husband.
She love him.
That okay. Yep.
No,
yep.
That's sick.
We're doing a podcast, guys. Entertainment.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, she love him.
So. Okay. And okay.
So you're a devil and she's Diablo.
Facts. In other big social news, did we see that Meek Mills, the the infamous fry take your picture ass nigga, has deactivated both his Instagram and Twitter accounts.
Shout out to Reggie. I think Reggie did that. What? Shout out to the homegirl Reggie.
Who?
Shout out to the homegirl Reggie. I'm not gonna say where she works. She works in that place. But anyway, yeah. Shout out to Reggie. I think she's been trolling Meek for a couple weeks now. Yeah. And after her tweet, it seemed like he disappeared.
That's probably worse.
His tweet was about like never getting on the internet talking about kissing bitches, and then he tweeted something about kissing bitches, and then she tweeted on top of it, "Hey, this you." And it's Twitter.
Oh, so you think he finally got a PR team and they said delete your shit? Or
if the PR team said delete, that's a bad PR team. No. Because like they can't fix that, fam. That's it. Just delete it. I could have told him that. Yeah, pay me, nigga.
Meek has maybe had the worst social media output of the last 6 months.
2020, he's had a really bad social media.
Bad, bro.
But secretly, I think that.
What?
His real page is Justin Roy. Okay? The nigga that be posting crazy shit. Like, bad, for example, stop asking for people's skincare routine and change your pillowcase. Like, come on now. Come on now.
That's a fact. Like, listen, y'all women, I see the make. Don't say it's makeup anymore. Enough is enough. Change your pillowcase.
Like, this is. Oh.
It's not makeup all the time. If not, then you're not taking off your makeup. That's disgusting. Change your pillowcase.
When I met my baby daddy, I thought I hit the jackpot, but it was a scam. Come on now.
Okay. And I think for me, the funniest tweet of the week I saw, and ain't no free promo, but she said, every time I'm in a bad mood, I report Meek Mill's account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no.
So that's fucking funny as hell. And that was my media update for the week.
Oh, did we do shout outs?
Nigga, we are 2 hours in.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have one more shout out. If we did shout outs, I want to give a shout out to Chloe.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Okay, listen.
Lord.
She's legal, so we can talk about her.
How old is she?
21, 22.
Oh, she bit. Listen. I'm texting.
Okay, relax. It's like you've been legal. Calm down.
What fucking Ray talking about?
Okay, listen. Chloe.
I'm in the DM.
We are loving what you are doing.
Loving, bro.
No, I love you.
Like,
I love you.
Please give us more. Give us more.
Please. I'll give you everything. Everything I have. It's not much, but I'll give you everything.
How do you think her sister feels?
Her sister's next.
She's dead in the studio recording for Ariel.
No, I know that, but I feel like Chloe gets all the attention.
No, she doesn't.
No, she steals the spotlight.
Okay,
she
steals. Oh, that's okay. Not doing this. Okay, we're not doing that. Okay, but I think she's really happy for her. But also, it's funny because if you really go on like they're like stan accounts and stuff.
Yeah.
You see videos of them. Hallie is the real like
freak. Yeah.
No, she's the gangster one. Like she knows all the lyrics to the rap song.
Yeah.
And Chloe's she's sensitive one that loves crying.
That like loves niggas.
Yeah.
She, like, no, but Hallie, you go like, I love gangster guys. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like, no, for real. Like that's her thing.
I'm into Chloe because you know Chloe is my girl now.
Nah, she.
The Silhouette Challenge. Shout out to Silhouette Challenge because y'all bodying that lady.
Yeah.
Listen, please, shout out to the ladies. Continue. The Bus It, the Silhouette Challenge. Thank you guys.
Give us more. Give us more challenges.
Give us more. Give us more, please. We're all asking for it. Thank you so much.
We're here. We're present.
And I'm gonna like and retweet every single one. I promise.
My thing is, and everyone knows my stance on sex workers, OnlyFans. I support all of you.
We all do.
Not even for that reason, because it's black women entrepreneurs who are owning themselves, making generational wealth, who are feeding their families. I know women who have bought houses off OnlyFans. But for me,
I wish I can do that.
Look, okay, first of all, relax.
I'm so,
but
I'm vagina. I'm so puss.
Okay, I didn't know where that was going.
I'm so puss. I
why is she talking to us like this?
I wish that I you could
show just, pussy in the
just
internet.
Just get naked and yeah. But that takes a lot of
Like self-confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. See, even the OnlyFans workers who post their sex videos on Twitter, like
that's big.
The clips are like, I'm like, you have to be really like, sure, yeah. Confident. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
$10,000 in your account, you get real confidence.
No, like good. Even Megan Thee Stallion, she was even like even for strippers. Megan Thee Stallion is doing like her workout thing to get back, I guess, like DK in shape. She's already in shape. But she wanted to work out, so she started doing pole dancing classes.
Mm-hmm.
She said that was the most difficult workout she has ever done in her life. Wow. Like, pole dancing is difficult as hell. Being a stripper is difficult.
Also, no, Meg, we don't care if you're good at it. That's John.
Okay.
You know what?
That's John's segue. But yeah. My segue point.
Gene.
And all the OnlyFans workers who I support you, can you please just give a disclaimer when you do challenges and then go into sex shit?
Yes.
I was showing my uncle
oh
a busted challenge. And she was a beautiful black woman. She was doing the dance. She ducked down. And then it's a video of a man busting on her face.
Oh, my goodness. Like, all right.
And I'm showing my uncle because my uncle, he started a Twitter account. He likes the busted challenge.
He started because of and the busted challenge?
And he showed him some nuts.
Yes. Oh, no.
So please.
He showed him some semen.
It's a disclaimer that it's just strictly a busted challenge.
And if you want to do it for promotion, do it. But just please give me a hashtag that says explicit, X-rated something.
Explicit nut, really. Oh for nut for real.
But
I cannot.
Shout out to Haley and Chloe. You are both.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Are amazing.
People. We really love y'all.
And was Chloe was in the studio with Black?
She was.
Oh,
she was.
Yes.
Shout out to that. That's important. Shout out to that because we need that.
We do.
All right. What else we got? We're done with Danny Lay. Music. Okay. Ashanti, Keisha Cole. We don't have much. Listen. John was Team Keisha. Ashanti. I'll say Ashanti won by what, two records, maybe, possibly. But versus, if we're going to do the remote thing again, we got to figure it out. That's all I got to say. We're going to do the remote thing again. We got to figure it out. We got to make it proper.
It's giving ghetto.
Yeah, because we got so used to them being in the same room, and then they removed it again, which was cool, and it was fire. And we got big moments like, you know, Gucci and Jeezy. But I am Beanie Man and somebody.
I really wish niggas could take it back to really...
The beginning, like, beginning?
The producers, to be honest. Because the whole get up and set up thing, it's a lot. Like,
the producers, yeah. I would love to see more producer verses. Yeah. The artist verses is tough.
But you know, like, they were just like on their computer doing shit, and we were just vibing with them. Like,
yeah.
Now it became this whole production thing. And like, yeah, I respect it. It's a whole money thing, but it's like...
You're right.
I miss that. Like, we were... Because, mind you, we were stuck in the crib.
Yeah.
So we were really vibing to that. Like, and then it turned to this whole, like, oh my God. Gosh, like, this has to be a whole setup. Everyone has to be there, and it's just, for sure. It's a lot. So,
but listen, versus, I think we got to get back to, well, if we can't be, they can't be in the same room, we got to find a way to make it. Well, I mean, listen, the audio for Ashanti was great, Keisha's wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I think the production is good. We just got to get both artists on board. But that man, also...
like that whole Thursday night thing. That's tight. Work in the morning.
Yeah, we got
to
get back to Saturdays.
I'm going to complain about that shit. Like...
Saturdays, yeah. Weekends, we have shit to do. We can't go anywhere.
Please.
So.
Like Thursday night, nigga?
Thursdays. Apparently, well, Timberland said that Drake hit him up and said, can we do Usher versus Justin? Okay.
I'd rather not. The fuck? Whose idea was that? Aubrey?
Timberland said Drake called him. Drake never responded.
Because Aubrey now needs discernment to read the room. Why would you ever?
Wait, why can't you? Well,
why? Are we doing this?
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, play devil's advocate.
Why can't he ask for that?
Why would Justin? Which Justin are we talking about?
Timberlake.
Timberlake, no. Why are we doing this?
What do you mean?
it was such an issue for people to say Usher can't do with Chris Brown.
Usher was smoking.
Usher
Brown.
Damn near can't do Chris Brown. He damn sure can do Justin Timberlake.
You lost your mind.
You're psychotic.
I'm really devil's advocate. That's my job.
Yeah, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. Justin Timberlake has what?
Don't do this.
Okay, no, he has hits, fam. But not as many hits as Chris Brown. His last album flaked. His last two albums flaked.
Are we including? We're including NSYNC.
Why do we have to include NSYNC?
Because the verses includes everything. Ashanti plays records she doesn't even own. Did she not? True. Call J-Lo.
But then also, Beyonce was in the verses. She's not playing Destiny's Child.
Why wouldn't she?
Because she doesn't need it.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But why wouldn't she?
Right. I mean, but no, that doesn't count anyway, because Beyonce wrote Destiny's Child song, so.
Yeah, so if Justin Timberlake can, listen, my argument is if Justin Timberlake can use NSYNC records, Usher might still win, but Usher's going to have a long night.
I would prefer Chris Brown and Usher.
I mean, yes, I'd prefer that, but I think if Justin Timberlake can play NSYNC records, Usher's going to have a long night.
But why would people think that, well, really just Aubrey proposing that, mm-hmm. but if people would agree with that, why is it okay for Justin and... Because it was an uproar when nigga was like, oh yeah, Usher and Chris Brown. They were like, oh, Chris Brown got shit on Usher.
He don't.
And it was like, but then why would Justin have shit on Usher?
Okay, I'm going to say something and maybe you'll be upset, but...
Oh my gosh.
You think Chris Brown has had a bigger career than Justin Timberlake?
Like, yes.
All right, you lost me there, boss.
Yeah.
And this is not devil's advocate. I think Justin Timberlake has had a more accomplished... And this sounds mad because Justin Timberlake's a white man. But I think he's had a more accomplished career than Chris Brown. I do.
Currently?
Overall.
Because what's the last thing? The last thing that Justin has done that everybody has fucked with heavily was 2020 Experience, which came out in 2012. That was almost a decade ago.
Outside of music.
From 2012 mm-hmm. to now, what has Chris Brown released?
A bunch of shit that Heat, not everybody's
featured
like.
By Gunna. Okay? Okay? Let's not do it. He squashed the beef with Drake, Aubrey. That alone has done a lot for us.
Okay? Okay. All right. Listen. And I agree with you. But if in reality, though, I love those Chris Brown albums. Okay. I preach it. Every time I come on this podcast, I love the Chris Brown's last two albums. In between that, There've been duds, one. And two, the public hasn't received them the same way I've received them. So it's like, all right, but Justin Timberlake's last album was garbage.
It's because he's white, isn't it?
No, his last album was... Yo, come on.
It's because he's white.
And his last album was garbage.
Britney Spears, because you love you some Britney Spears. This is a white legend, this is tacky.
But no, listen.
Yep, it's giving. It's giving.
But I think Justin Timberlake has a more substantial career than Chris Brown does. I do, honestly. Like, come on, let's be honest.
So what was the last thing that you remember that he has done that?
You're right. 2020. That was the most important. That was the last thing Justin Timberlake. But we're talking about careers. Justin Timberlake had the biggest band and then started hanging out with niggas.
Not the biggest band.
What was it? Boy
Destiny,
group?
Destiny's.
Boy group, whatever you want to call it.
The boy group?
Boy band.
Boy band.
Yeah, whatever. the group band. Of niggas. I mean, white, whatever. Whatever okay. Dan Lay calls us.
Well, because they were about,
yeah. But,
Oh, little baby.
Walter.
Stop that, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This nigga still love her.
No, really.
No, I don't.
You dead no. like her.
I don't still. Find her attractive.
That's not what we're even... Look
what
at
what
this
if
nigga.
She wore braids?
Then she get a pass.
Oh,
I'm playing.
Nah, you really don't think... You really don't think Justin can beat Chris Brown? Because we were on Usher, but Usher, I think Usher wins no matter what. You don't think Justin has a longer, better career than Chris Brown?
Nah.
If you include NSYNC, which he sang lead on every record...
Not on every record, because also there was JC that sung.
Yeah, but we don't care.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I
think Chris Brown.
All right, well, he lost. Because
even with Justin's single, with his first, what is it, solo album?
Yeah.
Where He Has Gone, which is one of the best records.
What? How many songs can you really? I can name every song on Chris Brown's first album. Every song hits.
Yeah, because you're like a big Chris
Brown.
No,
it's not just me. Don't do that. It's not just me because niggas be still talking about that album.
What niggas you hang out with? That the nigga that be in your DMs?
Who, Maxwell? Oh wow. At least I'm not pussy. I give names.
I'll stay pussy because I want to get some ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I want to get some ass.
We have to do better. by next year, I'm claiming for all of my male friends, including you guys,
yes,
to become one, excluding Walter, to become a one-woman man.
No, not, I will. Like, I will be soon.
No, I said excluding Walter because you are a one-woman man. Dumb. Wow, what an idiot.
Dummy.
Oh, little baby.
Walter. This is nigga Steve music. Can we get off of this? Never mind. Yes. Shout outs. Happy anniversary, Culture One, because that album changed our lives. So that too.
Okay, sports. I would like to. Are we on sports?
Walter has something. I don't know.
What damn. Sorry.
One of y'all. I mean, just a quick little side topic.
Ray trying to go home. She wants to sports.
I'm tired.
That too, but I have some with sports. Yes. It's controversial. Okay, go.
All right. Did you see the whole Tinder rebrand?
No. Oh yes.
You I don't talk do about Tinder, this. So you're gonna have to explain to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Neither. I have too much.
Yeah. Whatever. Nigga.
Ego. Bad ego. To go on Tinder. But I saw on Tinder.
Whatever, nigga. I'm inside.
I saw a Tinder ad where they are rebranding their app to not only foster and facilitate sexual transactions or sexual interactions. Better word.
Romantic.
Romantic, yes, you're right. Not sex, romance. They have app. Started.
What's up with this nigga, man?
Whatever. They have expanded to just looking for companionship. You feel me? Where they saw an ad where it says looking for a spontaneous companion, and it's it appears to be two black women who are laughing together who are friends, and I'm kind of for that. You feel me? Like what? My question to John:
What exactly are you for?
I'm for the app.
If you need friends.
Yeah, really like facilitating more than just romantic relationships, because sometimes people don't have friends. You feel me? But what if you go through your girl's phone, because that's toxic, but what if she throws your phone to call somebody and you see she's on Tinder looking for friends? Would that change your perception of her?
What do you mean? This shit is over. She don't fuck. She don't fuck another dude. What are you talking about? You're looking for friends. She's trying to fuck another dude. Maybe my sex is trash now. She's trying to fuck someone else. Okay. What the fuck are you talking about? Really... Why is she talking to me like this?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm trying to look on Tinder for friends. No, you're trying to look on Tinder for dick.
Oh my God.
Maybe mine isn't great.
Tinder
Maybe
is
I'm tired.
Not just for that. It's for finding now. For yeah. finding friends.
If I'm dating you, what you need a friend for?
You just said I'm you don't like
what if I
with
want
no
another
friends?
Female friend? I like girlfriends to go out with.
That works like that?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole rebrand.
Oh, I thought it was like nigger friends.
Oh, my, not nigger friends.
What is a nigger friend?
Niggers?
Nigger, twice my
that's
size.
That's just dick.
I'm saying.
If a woman told me she has a nigger friend, then first of all, she's racist.
Oh, yeah,
she's Danny
right,
Lay.
Diablo.
Who's in race circle. And
oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so that's... That kind of caught my attention.
I thought that you was talking about she's trying to look for like dude friends.
No, like girlfriends. Like I want a group of girlfriends. To,
yeah,
like,
she has no friends, and you make her feel bad about having no friends.
Like, what if somebody moves? Podcast. Yeah.
What a loser!
Wow.
I'm joking.
That's what I'm saying. Podcast. Would it change your perception of her if she's trying to find friends on Tinder?
What if she moved to a new state?
Okay, good point.
She got a new job, got a new place, and got no friends.
I'm still gonna judge you.
Wow, that's really.
I can't help. I'm sorry.
So crazy.
Go on Twitter or something. I don't know.
No, not go on Twitter. I cannot.
Yo, going on a dating site for friends is nuts to me. I'm sorry.
No, it is.
Like that's unbelievable.
It is.
That's really out of this world.
That's what it caught my attention.
I asked a girl one time, I said, hey, what, like, why are you on a dating site? And she said, yeah, just to meet new people. I said, oh, she fucking everyone.
Oh my God.
I said, oh, she fucking everyone. Let me keep texting her.
Yeah, no, I don't. What's wrong
with you? Let me keep hitting her line.
I'm gonna
walk out now. You're
gonna walk out? Yeah.
Let me keep hitting her line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let me keep hitting her line.
So you guys have never been on any dating sites?
I 100% have.
Oh.
100%. Yes.
Yeah, I haven't either, Walter.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm trying to take this shit to the moon.
Yeah, yes. Clearly.
I'm trying to take this podcast to the moon. Fuck
have you,
y'all.
Have you been on the black? What is it?
No, I don't do that.
Black people meet. No,
black people weather.
No. I don't do that. No.
I feel that I would. Me being on a dating site. I feel like I would be objectified more than like this cute nigga.
So this cute nigga.
he's
everything I want physically. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I feel like I would get.
So okay, real quick, because this is the nasty shit I hate about men and us men. What do you see first when you see a woman, Walter?
Yeah.
But the first thing I'm looking at, I'm like Danny Lay. I'm looking at skin color. No, I'm playing.
But she contradicted. She said, I don't see skin color.
Okay, but she also said, I have a chocolate black boyfriend. So what are you talking about?
Where's, okay.
No, seriously, the first thing I see when I see a woman.
So literally the first thing you see is what she looks like. That's what's going to attract you to
her. But like what feature of her are you
I was asking? Not asking that. That is way too much. The first thing you see is the worst thing you feel is how attracted you are to her. So whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter, that's what you see. You go, the first thing you do if you see her on Twitter, you click her picture. Oh, what she look like?
Looking at a guy's face.
What she look your like? Okay. Like you're looking at the attractiveness of the person. So everybody's being objectified all the time.
Yes, that is part of being a
like they can't see your personality from a picture.
That's the difference between being objectified. You can value and admire someone's look and not objectify them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, yeah.
Okay, no, hold on, real quick. What are you saying?
I know no, that's no, what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, but what is that? Like, what does what she said mean to you?
Because I feel that.
No, hold on. Don't just say What is that?
That's exactly what I was saying.
No, yeah, but what are you saying? What is she saying though? No, tell me what she.
While you're on these dating sites, I feel like you are a very handsome man. You get a lot of matches.
For sure.
What I'm saying.
I'm getting lit.
But I feel like when the women pull up, there's a level of respect that is had for you. You feel me? Like, I feel like with me, she'd be like, nigga, drop your drawers. that's what I'm saying.
Nah, because I keep a gangster from Rip. I'd be like, yo, let me tell you, this is what it is.
What are you going to put in your bio?
What's in your bio?
Nothing.
I shoot niggas, but I'm also legal.
Okay, right, please.
I don't shoot niggas, but I still shoot niggas.
Ray, please. Ray, okay, Ray wants 8 titles this episode, huh?
Sincerely, in them jeans.
Ray wants 8 titles. She wants in them jeans. She wants Biden. She wants I shoot niggas. Ray, you're going to be the title. You got it.
Biden.
Oh, man. Biden. Nah, what's my bio? My bio is literally, it's your age. Your location, and you can add more shit, but that's it. That's all I got. And then your picture of yourself. That's it. And I tell you,
quotation marks. I shoot niggas.
Oh yeah, I shoot niggas.
No, but we talked about this.
Like OT Genesis.
Fuck him for that last thing he did. But anyway, what song
is that? Crazy.
But no, we talked about this on previous episodes that my homegirl made me one, and then.
Lo siento.
She made me one because she's like, oh, let me do it. Let me manage it. And then she was like, yo, I'm going to just turn this over to you. So I started paying attention. I was like, oh, shit, this shit, all right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever went on a date with someone?
Nah.
Thank God.
I have not been on. Thank God. And if I did, I'm going in there like I'm going to war, so I can't do that. I'm going in there like it's the, yeah, but she made me one. And then she was like, yo. You can look for yourself because I don't know what you like and it's too much. She turns it over to me. I'm out. Somebody I look all right on here. You know what I mean? So, well, no, I've not gone on a date with a random person during a pandemic. That's unbelievable. That's nuts. Absolutely not. Kind of sick ass shit is that? Crazy. Got to FaceTime this shit up, huh?
Craziness.
But yeah, that's it. But I don't think nothing's wrong with it at this point, especially during the pandemic.
No, there's nothing wrong.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't care. I'm here. I'm outside. This is my outside right now.
Hello, boys.
And I feel you. And find love where you can and follow the heart.
Whatever, Walt.
are we on sports?
Okay.
Yes. I think we're done. The rest of the board is finished. We talked about Clubhouse being $1.1 billion now.
Yeah, we get to touch on it real quickly. Yeah, right before. The power of black people.
Clubhouse is an app.
Yeah.
I blame all you niggas. You niggas went on Clubhouse, made it valuable, and then got nothing out of it. That's it. And you
sounds like U.S. history.
I mean, this is true. You niggas wondered why I'm not on Clubhouse listening or giving gems for free so the government can record it, sell it, and now value this app at whatever it's valued at.
Right.
So I'm cool. I deleted the app the minute I got an invite and went there for an hour. I said, I see what this is. I'm good.
Yeah.
for me, it seems like Clubhouse is fleeting amongst the black community, but I could be wrong. You niggas could be on Clubhouse every day. You guys could be hosting rooms. There's nothing wrong with that. I think Clubhouse, if you meet the right people, can be extremely valuable. I mean, it being valued at $1.1 billion tells me everything I need to know, that us black people, we make everything hot and we get nothing out of it. And
U.S. history.
Right.
I do want to say with Clubhouse, mm-hmm. someone, which is a hot take, this is a huge hot take, especially for this type of platform.
Hot take.
I seen a tweet of this guy saying Clubhouse, his hypothesis that Clubhouse was going to basically overtake podcasts. And, you know, he got a few likes on it and stuff, but what I can say to that is Clubhouse is never going to, they're saying that because, you know, podcasts are recently, I want to say 1 to 3 years kind of got hot.
Facts.
So they're saying that in 1 to 3 years, it could take over and kind of podcast dissolve. But I don't believe that because Clubhouse does not give the visual aspect of what people want. And
it's coming though, I think.
What?
I think once, in a couple of months, they're going to roll out a video.
It's the same thing as Zoom then, if you want to talk about it.
Clubhouse is an extended phone call.
Yeah, right. And if it becomes a visual, it's going to be a Zoom. So what's really...
Yeah, but...
And Clubhouse could never overtake podcasts.
It could never.
Podcasting is too hot. It's too valuable right now. It's too much of what people want, especially during a time like this.
Yeah.
And I don't think Clubhouse would be popular if outside was open, because niggas just wouldn't have the time.
Who has time for that?
Yeah,
no one's on it.
But yeah.
The world's never going to open again.
Okay.
Well, you got it.
We're not going to be pessimistic.
Okay.
And the world is going to open again. It is. You just, even if niggas, I'm not saying this to defute your point because your point is valid, but even if people are getting sick, you think the government is going to take 2 years without a summer? The government does not give a shit, does not care about us that much. You have this world fucked up. They will let us get sick to get their money back.
The white people need money to steal.
Yeah, you're bugging. The white people care about their money way more than they do our lives. They're going to put us in these streets to get these businesses open so they can pay their taxes so it can all go back
to
the federal government. So, yeah, you got that.
To steal.
You got them niggas fucked up.
I highly disagree. But
well, I mean, you think the government cares about you? I know they don't care about
economist,
me.
Economist, so I don't know.
Okay, sports. This is really huge. I'm smiling. This is not a funny matter at all. I'm actually very upset about it because it really messes
me. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. You know how you guys know me.
Nervous.
Right?
Yeah,
it makes me nervous. But like, okay, so let's talk about it. This white.
Right, please.
This Ritz football player by the name of Chad Wheeler is following a domestic violence arrest against his black girlfriend.
What?
For physically
damn near killing her to the point where in her pictures of when they took pictures of her in the hospital, she looked dead.
I think like I did read this right before we recorded.
Like, everything was just fucked up.
I did read this.
He fucked her up?
Yes, badly.
And then filed a case against
her? No. He didn't say anything. So the reason why it even got exposure was because her best friend wrote about it on Twitter and then ended up adding the team that he's on, which is Seattle Seahawks, because we're adding niggas. Then Seattle, you know, Seahawks end up writing in a statement, "We are saddened by the details emerging against Chad Wheeler and strongly condemn this act of domestic violence. Our thoughts and support are with the victim." Then wanted to say, "We encourage Chad to get the help he needs." Not releasing this Ritz, but just saying he needs the help. But we're still not releasing him. But then get the black football players that were what's the nigga name?
Hold on.
But if I showed you the pictures of this woman.
No. Listen.
He fucked her up.
I saw the pictures. And
all of them. All,
not even that. But if we want to get
they're both disgusting.
No, they're both disgusting. But my point is you can do whatever you want to do with Ray Rice. But tell him, just get the help, but you're still on the team.
Bury all
and
these.
And then it gets even worse. What's the nigga name with that? The shit with the dogs?
Michael Vick
and wanted to condemn his ass over some dogs? Okay, no. I love dogs, so I'm not gonna even do that.
Well, about to cry.
But, don't cry. This nigga got like 10 dogs. But anyway.
One dog. No.
They're going to be DMX so bad.
No, but y'all wanted to condemn Michael Vick for the whole dog, what is it, like dog battling, dog, whatever case may be, dog fighting. Whatever.
What did she say?
Right? Dog I don't know battling. That shit. But
hey, Pokemon?
When it comes to this Ritz.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Football player, you just want him to get... And you know what? This is a part of her being black, too. Because I think if she was a white woman...
Oh, he'd be condemned.
He would be condemned.
Yeah.
No,
they would probably let him off the team.
Bury him under the jail.
Yeah.
Anybody that puts their hands on women, bury them under the jail.
Especially black women.
Especially black queens.
Yeah.
Yes. Put the
fuck... And then he wanted to apologize for what he has done and had the audacity to just say... It's time for me to walk away from football and get the help that I need to never pose a threat to another. I can never express my sorrow or remorse enough. I'm truly ashamed.
Fuck you.
I hope that I hope that black woman press charges.
Yes. Please.
Send his bitch ass to jail.
I hope the niggas find him.
Fuck you, Mr. Right. Wheeler.
Yeah, fuck you. I hope niggas find you. And, I'm sorry, man. Honestly. Street justice, too.
Honestly.
Street justice, man. Because sometimes. No, he's going. Oh, well, whether that be the case or not, we need to find some justice.
Yeah, because that's ridiculous.
Oh man,
that's my take on sports.
Oh well, Ray, that's all we really had. Did we talk about Jasmine Sullivan is going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, last week.
Okay,
we are excited for that.
Yes, we are. So, but we don't know. Halftime is the weekend, right?
It is.
Halftime's the weekend for the Super Bowl. That's why he didn't get the Grammy.
Halftime? No, halftime is her and Jasmine Sullivan.
It's her. I think Jasmine Sullivan.
I think Jasmine Sullivan singing the national anthem. No,
yeah, but then her.
If that's the case, then Jesus.
When is it? February what?
Not next
week. Oh, no.
Not this week. Not this week. Not the week after.
The second week of February?
Second week of February.
Okay.
Her is singing.
Oh, let me get the right
thing. America, the Beautiful.
Mm. All these
either way. Racist. Oh, my God.
No, she's absolutely right.
Yeah, that sounds racist. I don't like that.
That's racist.
I think February 7th is Super Bowl. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I never sung those songs in elementary. I used to get in trouble for sitting down. Remember, in elementary, they would tell us to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. I wouldn't stand up, and I wouldn't.
Ray was early in the game.
Yeah, I would get in trouble.
You're Mrs. Kaepernick.
Hello.
I mean, both of you the same complexion. You,
okay.
You, him, wow. And El Lil Baby.
Wow. Okay. This nigga got one more time to say El Lil Baby. El Lil Baby. You got one more time, nigga.
And I will make full advantage of that last time.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
You guys used to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I mean, I can't remember. I went to elementary school in Flatbush. So I don't really.
Okay, so absolutely not. Yeah, no.
We do whatever we want. Yeah, yeah. But I think that's all for sports. And then the NBA is the NBA. Kyrie's back. The Nets are doing what they're doing right now. The Lakers are still the best team in the NBA. Is there any breaking sports news? Super Bowl, of course.
Brady, the white racist.
what is his voice?
Nah, the white racist. He supports Donald Trump. You racist
so
naggers.
Tom Brady, but y'all still fuck with him.
No, no, niggas do not fuck with Tom Brady.
Black people do not fuck with Tom Brady.
Niggas don't fuck with Tom Brady. Amount of men I've seen.
Yes, I mean, even LeBron tweeted about it. But
I know.
Look at your
face.
Which
is crazy.
I know.
And so that's what I'm talking about with athletes, man. Niggas be contradicting themselves OD. You cannot stand for a political stance, but then hardy hard with niggas that are Trump supporters or against you. It doesn't make any sense.
You know,
niggas want to play the card of, oh, well, you know how the same thing with, oh, separate the artist from the music.
Yeah.
Separate the athlete from, no, nigga.
Nah, I think it's a little different, but I super hate.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I'm saying, like, yo, if LeBron say, yo, I just think Tom Brady's a great athlete and we're kind of in the same.
Fuck Tom Brady.
Brady.
I'm cool. Fuck Tom Brady.
No,
I'm
that's
cool.
What LeBron should be saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I said, because Team Patrick Mahomes here. You know what I mean? I don't even watch the NFL, but I always watch the Super Bowl, but.
It's just a lot of contradictions.
Team Patrick Mahomes here. I'm here. So that's what's going on.
Yes.
But, you know, I.
I don't even support foosball anyway. That's why I call it foosball.
Yeah, I don't watch the games.
Do you know where I got that from?
The Water Boy?
Yes! Do you know my Water Boy?
Hey, bro, it is one of the most watched movies
in
history.
All of history.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Listen, I think Ray's amazing. I love Ray. She's amazing.
Thanks, guys.
I think that's all for sports, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, the NBA, the All-Star game is being, it's announced it's in Atlanta. Even though if that was announced earlier, I apologize, but it's in Atlanta. So all the girls in Atlanta is open. So I'm not, we're not.
Y'all gonna be wildin'.
So all
we're going as a podcast.
Oh, I'm there.
We're going
I'm out.
Be there, be square.
No, I'm out. I'm gonna find me the girl that can't fuck with James Harden over there. Wow. And she should come hang out in my hotel room.
But James Harden's in Brooklyn with us now.
Yeah, but All-Star weekend, he'll be in Atlanta. Everybody will be in Atlanta. Wow, but there's gonna be at least a bevy of women that can't get to those guys.
You're gonna be in a back burner?
Oh, for sure.
A back burner for John Wall? I'm okay with that.
You ever seen him and John Wall get?
Niggers.
Unless I'm in a relationship at that point, you know?
Oh.
Unless I'm in love at that point, right?
All right, time to wrap it up. Pause. Right.
Wait, you want to wrap? That's not a ball. Ray don't know the rules.
No, Ray know the rules. Okay. Okay, now that's crazy. You laugh like a lunch lady.
Oh my God, what a great episode, man. We did that. Shout out to us. Yeah, we didn't talk about this earlier, but as we're closing this episode, episode 90, to do this 90 straight weeks, especially during these times, during a pandemic, all I can do is thank everybody that has helped us. I usually don't give anybody credit because fuck y'all, but no. Number one, praises to Walter and Jordan. We didn't speak about it. Jordan's not here because, like we said last week, baby's here.
The little baby.
Baby's okay. Here.
He's coming.
I'm only letting that go. It was fitting. Nigga.
As you guys listen to this, hopefully our niece is here.
It's fire.
You know, as you guys listen, I hope that our niece is here. So, you know, Jordan is going to be... For a little bit, taking care. Well, not for a little bit, forever. But he'll be out taking care. My bad, I'm bugging. But taking care of his new daughter, and that's amazing. It's beautiful.
Be a dad for a second time.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
We're excited for Jordan, and I'm proud of you, Jordan. As you are, I'm sure you're listening to this.
No, I'm proud of Damo. Jordan didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Jordan did a lot, but Damo is the one. Pushing that entire baby.
Yeah, true.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna get to the women, but yes, number one, not only that Damo is now having a second child in under 2 years, because that's amazing. For her being such a strong woman to let Jordan come every week and do this podcast.
I think she come every week.
And still to come back home.
Okay, you know.
Because I would have kicked that nigga out a long time ago.
Wait, do you hear what this nigga's mind was at?
What did you say?
Nothing.
This nigga's disgusting.
No. Shout out to Damo.
But shout out to Dominique because this also this podcast would not function without her being so... understanding and watching Logan while Jordan's here, you know, doing the good work that we're doing. So,
yes.
Thank you, Dominique. And like I said, this with us being at episode 90, and we're not at 100 yet, but that'll be 2 months from now. But I do want to take some time to, you know, give credit to all the Black women that has helped us from whether it be the beginning of this pandemic to the end. Ray, you have been here and you are amazing. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
There is what the fuck is wrong with you?
Drill sergeant.
But, you know, there's nothing that we can do in this world without Black women. Depends so thank you, Ray.
Walter, I dead ass love you, nigga. You're fucking hilarious. You missed it.
It's okay.
It's an insider. Yes, ketchup mustard.
Okay, now I hate that joke. But yeah, shout out to Ray. We appreciate it.
Nah, fuck me.
Shout out to Tyler. We love you.
Tyler.
Shout out to Jordan. By be a dad.
Shout out to Michelle, who's done a bunch of episodes for us while the pandemic has happened, because the pandemic has hit everybody in different ways.
So here, we love you.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to LA. Shout out to Kojo, Rain.
Kojo, LA, Rain. Everybody has done an episode for us during this pandemic.
Simone.
Yeah, Simone did one. Yes. Shout out to everybody. Skip.
Oh, yeah. Big Skip.
Yeah. Shout out to Skip, who also helps
PR
us.
PR Skip.
Yeah. Shout out to Skip, who also, I don't say this enough, but shout out to Skip, who also helped us cultivate some of these episodes behind the scenes. Shout out to Skip. I think it's a time at episode 90 where we're gearing towards 100, and we're gonna go straight to 100 that we speak on everybody that's helped us get to this point, because 100 straight weeks is unbelievable. I didn't fathom
just see it that far.
You know what it is? I'd never done something like this before. And when I say that, something that to get people somewhere every week at a time is difficult. Yeah. It's not easy. So I value anybody that has been here to help us get to the point where we can do this 100 weeks in a row.
Right.
So to me, this is my baby. This is my, I feel like this is my life's work. So when you feel that way about something, it's a little bit different, you know? So I want to thank everyone that's been a part of it, you know? And also, like I said, if I didn't thank Walter, I want to thank Walter enough. Walter's when Uthman went, shout to Uthman, when he went to graduate school, you know, Walter stepped up, not in just the podcast way, in a business way. And, you know, things have gone well.
And became an amazing imaginary player. Such an amazing asset.
It's beyond that. I can't thank Walter enough.
Like,
I can't
think. You're a great asset.
I can't thank Walter. No, honestly, I can't thank Walter enough. I can't thank Ray enough for becoming a part of this team, and she'll be here.
The first honorary imaginary.
All right, let's not
play yet.
Let's not drag it.
Okay.
You know, why Ray don't want us to compliment her? What's up, her?
Nigga.
You want to cry?
You know, no. Black women.
I'm gonna do this with y'all.
All right, so yes, yes,
and shout to Shantique too. Our designer.
Hell
sorry,
yeah, hell yeah.
Shout to Shantique, who's designed some lines for, helped us design some lines. Shout to Aaron, who's was a big part of the winter line and the Black History Month line, which will be dropping top of February. I don't have a date because I like to keep niggas on edge, and we don't have everything settled yet. But shout out to Aaron, me and him collaborated on that. Yeah, and
shout
that's
to everybody who caught merch and just.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Sunday, you guys listen to this on Friday. Sunday is the last day that the merch is available. That's all I got for you guys. Listen, for us to focus on February and getting this drop out in a timely manner, it's it. Sunday, that's it. January 31st is Sunday.
Losers.
There isn't much shit left as is. So go on the website, see if your size is available. I re-inventoried the other day, found some sizes that were not on the website to play it safe. So now there are some sizes that are available, some sizes aren't. Take a look, grab what you want now, because Sunday, that's it, because there isn't much left anyway. So do your best. Maybe there'll be a sale the last day, but hey, John's not guaranteeing anything, because here we are.
Yes,
and that's good. New, great episode, guys.
Amazing.
Closing remarks. I saw it this week. I'm hopping.
I think I don't know what year it is. It's still
2020.
It's 2020, bro. it's just to feel like 2020, bro. I just want to take a second to say also, shout out you, John, bro. You brought this idea together. You have grown this idea. Shout out to Wednesday and Thursday, who keep you motivated, keep you in the space to create.
Yeah, I love those days of the week.
Yeah, facts. The merch, sure. It's fire. And your dedication is magnified throughout
and
these
inspiring.
Episodes. Yeah, and it's inspiring, man.
Couldn't do any of this stuff without you guys, so thank you.
My closing remarks are that, I don't know if you all have seen, but Walmart, they have enlisted self-driving robots to help with pandemic surge in online orders. I'm saying it now.
Was it sex dolls? Oh, shit.
That, and I know I sound like an old man in the house with tinfoil on my head. I've accepted that's who I'm going to grow into. And if you love me, you'll come visit me and hear my conspiracy theories. But the robots are coming, bro. They're going to be everywhere. They're going to be delivering mail. The robots are going to be everywhere, bro. Be careful.
So get ready.
Get ready. Turn off your location on your iPhone because they're
clear
coming.
Clear your cookies. Don't be like me.
Clear your cookies. I cannot imagine what is in Ray's search history.
SOD.
I don't want to know, but
what happened when your girl asked for your location? Never mind, next episode.
All right.
Next episode. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, no.
Okay, yeah. But all I'm saying is times are changing. Technology
is taking over.
The robots are coming. But technology is going to be more and more of a bigger part of our life, especially as this pandemic continues, because it's never going to end. I'm sad. But
he's crying out for help. We're gonna talk after this episode.
I'm so glad.
No, but we don't want to be like our parents.
No.
We're not knowing how to use any technology.
Correct. But technology is gonna become more and more instrumental in our lives, and the more it
Yeah.
The more it becomes essential to our communication and to our connection, the more it can pull you from reality. So these next couple of weeks, these years when the robots come, just please plan how to disconnect. You have to have some sort of plan or execution to take either minutes or hours, or preferably, if you can, days out of a week where you put your phone down. For me, between the hours of 10 o'clock and 5 p.m., I put my phone on. 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. After that, who knows what happens.
Do that during the podcast?
No, because I topics. It's after 5 p.m. But just be conscious of that. This technology can take over your life, and not on some robot taking the world shit, but like, just it pulls you out of your consciousness. It pulls you away from reality, and it does affect our brain. So like, the dopamine, the likes, all that shit affects our brain, and we don't know how it's going to affect us in the long term. So just moving forward, the Zoom calls, the Clubhouse, the Twitter, the FaceTime, it's all a part of our lives. It's deep rooted in our connection, but you have to be conscious.
Know when to step away.
Yeah, you have to be conscious to plan time to step away, because if not, it's going to take over.
Yeah.
And you don't know how it's going to affect your brain. Or even if you have children, shout out to Jordan, be mindful of the internet with your children, because this shit could have long lasting effects on us as human beings. So keep that in mind.
So I just want to say, this episode might be cut off now because the feds have heard this and they are cutting this episode off due to everything Walter just said. So long story short, adapt and adjust, but no one to step away.
Yes.
Okay.
My closing. Technology from lovers.
Okay. All right. My closing remarks is to my beautiful black people, my real black people who are black people. Stay blessed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stay committed. Stay dedicated. Stay inspired. And find joy in what you're doing. To my real black people.
Oh, man. My closing words are going to stay consistent because it's something I've been dealing with all the time. Do two things at 100% as opposed to doing six things at 50%. That's something that's going to resonate with me throughout 2021 as more opportunities present themselves, whether it be for us, whether it be for me individually.
Period.
Tell people, hey, I have these things to take care of right now. I'll get to this when I get to it.
Prioritize.
Yeah. Normalize telling people I can't. Normalize telling people not right now. Normalize telling people no.
Because if they really fuck with you, they'll still be there.
Yeah.
Period.
Normalize that. The opportunity will still be there. But it's better to do two things at 100% as opposed to doing six things at 50%. And those are my closing words, and they'll probably be consistent going forward. Once again, thank you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. Twitter, IMG Players. Instagram, Imaginary Players NYC. We are the only Imaginary Players podcast in the world. We are the only ones that matter. Anything else is false, fabricated, and fake, and illegal. So, like I said, the Behind the Music collection will be removed
Sunday,
January 31st. And the new collection will be coming out February, top of February. You guys know we like our rollouts to be a little bit mystery behind it. So you guys will get all that stuff soon. We are working on it. And that's it. Have a good Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye, Dan.
Oh, well, great episode, guys.
Thanks.